Chi High Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Our coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson and Jason Bob.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good afternoon and welcome to Gannon Family Field at Casper Park. Mark Halverson along with our video producer, Gavin Bovey, later to be joined by Jason Bob. What a great game we have for you today, as you've got 12-0 Hudson visiting here today against 7-1 Chi High. The Cardinals with that doubleheader sweep over Wausau East on Friday. As they 12-0, scoring 7 runs in the fifth. Connor Kalinske doubled, scoring 2 runs. Dane Krista singled, scoring a run. And Maverick Ekstrom induced Evan Weiler to hit into a fielder's choice, but a run scored. Gavin Thompson doubled, scoring a run. And Eli Burmeister singled, scoring 2 runs. That was one win for the Cards in game one, 12-0, and then winning as well, 9-3. As Chase Frederick, how about Chase, our left fielder today, collecting 3 hits in 3 at-bats. And up to all of his numbers, leading the Cards to that 9-3 victory. But today it's 12-0 Hudson coming in here. And again, this is the team that knocked the Cards out of the tournament last year in Stevens Point. They have not lost to anybody, beating Marshfield 12-11 down in Eau Claire North, 5-0 and 16-0. Also getting a conference win most recently over Menominee 7-5 a week ago today. And so 12-0 Hudson against 7-1 Chi High. It's a great day for baseball. We can't wait to bring it to you here on WOGO Sports. We're back with the first of our two coaches' conversations. Brent Bleggan, the head coach of Hudson, in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi High Baseball.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got 2 heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the big box.
Fox Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shoppe Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shoppe in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports, both on the radio, FM 103.1, AM 680, WOGO.com, and the live video stream of the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and WOGO on Facebook. Coach Brent Blegen, it's been perfection, 12-0. Congrats. So far, so good.
Yeah, thank you. You're right. So far, so good. Kids have been playing well, been pitching well, playing good defense, hitting the ball, so all three phases are kind of clicking right now for us.
Kind of exciting. I mean, Chi-Hi Hudson feels like a whatever did exist, it feels like a baseball rivalry brewing. You guys atop the conference. You knocked Chi-Hi out of the postseason at Stevens Point last year. So good baseball.
Excited for good baseball. Yep. Chi-Hi's a good program. They're going to bring it. They got some dog. They got some fight in them. So we got to be ready for what they bring to us today. So
you must feel pretty privileged to be coaching so many guys here in the high school level that are going to play at the next level.
Yeah. I think it's exciting. It's humbling. Our kids are getting after it. They're getting exposure, and they're performing at a high level. And it's just really exciting to have to see our kids kind of mature and go on and take the next step and go on to play some pretty high level college baseball.
And well, some of the games are, you know, a good margin of victory. I mean, you're winning close games too.
Absolutely. Yep. I think we're mitigating the bad innings. We've had certainly had a couple of them throughout the year so far, but we haven't let those big innings turn into like two or three big innings per game. So it's the one big inning maybe that other teams are getting on us, but not two or three. So,
and tell us about the pitcher you're going with today.
Mark Sousa, he's a junior.
We saw him last year. He's tough.
Yep. 6'4" lefty, throw strikes, changes speeds, got a good feel for a fastball, slider, changeup. Mm-hmm. Pounds the zone, experienced. He was our Tuesday starter last year, and he's our Tuesday starter again. He's only a junior. So.
And I'm presuming, I haven't talked to Coach yet, but I presume you're facing Brady Smith. He's a tough one to face.
Yeah, for sure. So. Yep. Well, I can check the lineup right
now. Yeah.
That's who we're assuming he's going with.
Yeah.
Pitcher DH. Yep.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so he's a tough
sure.
one. Should be a great pitcher.
Too.
All right.
Yep.
Coach, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you,
Greg. Right.
Thank you.
There we go. Brent Blegen, the head coach of Hudson, back with head coach Mitch Steinmetz of the Cards in 3.5 minutes. This is Cardinal Countdown.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Mauer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Mauer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MauerINS.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
Countdown on WOGO Sports, getting ready for Chi-High and Hudson Baseball. Head coach Mitch Steinmetz with us now, and we only got 1 out of 2 in the other day against River Falls, still the W, and you guys had the lead at least. But nonetheless, nice to get that sweep. Seems like a real team effort in that win over Wausau East.
Yes, it was. Pitching was dynamic again. The guys came to play, and we got the key hits when we needed to get them.
Mm-hmm. Hudson, this one's probably been circled on the schedule, especially as the season unfolds. You guys both atop the conference. They knocked you out last year in the tournament. So.
Yeah, they're top dog. I mean, they're a good team, well coached. They're fun to play. There's going to be a lot of talent on the other side, and we'll see how we match up.
Smith and Sousa, I mean, on paper, just a fun pitchers matchup.
Oh, absolutely. Sousa, when he gets going, it's hard to get hits on him. Smith, same thing. With Smith, he's probably going to hit more spots than Sousa will. So, you know, if he hits the right spots, hopefully we will be successful.
But do you feel like, yeah, at least, I mean, with Sousa being a lefty, I mean, you have that righty versus lefty, at least a slight.
No. Okay. I think it's about the same. Okay. But then again, you know, these are high school kids, and you know, they're not professionals, and we're going to make mistakes. They're going to make mistakes, and hopefully we make less of them.
Very good. It should be a good one. We're looking forward to it. Hope to talk to you afterwards.
Absolutely.
All right. Head coach Mitch Steinmetz, always very helpful and cooperative, and looking forward to this one today. Got great weather for it. Hudson and the Cards coming next on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Baseball.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence. If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
And our conversation with Chi-High head coach Mitch Steinmetz a moment ago, brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. That's GibsonsWaterCare.com. Well, it's time for the Wrzgalla Weather Check, brought to you by Wrzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our game time conditions, 56 degrees, winds about 13 miles an hour. This has been the Wrzgalla Weather Check, brought to you by Wrzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Whatever the Wisconsin weather brings, make sure your home stays comfortable with the pros at Wrzgalla. Chi-High taking the field on defense with Brady Smith, the starting pitcher, Landon Atkinson, the catcher. We'll get to the rest of the defense in a moment. And the Hudson lineup, today's Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by Toyson Ford. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. So, Jason, Bob, how about it?
Yeah, I think for Chippewa, it's going to be playing their game and not one of those things where they can't look across the diamond and see the number one team in the state and be intimidated by that. They have to play their baseball game, limit mistakes. Brady can't give any free passes. Their lineup is pretty potent by itself, so he can't walk people. He's just got to make good pitches and try and get some ground balls. And as far as offense, they might have to play a little small ball today. If Sousa is... if he's throwing well, it's going to be tough to put up five or six runs. So, yeah, error-free baseball and throw strikes.
Sounds good. That's your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. All right, setting things for this one here today for Hudson, Sam Abrahamson, the second baseman, the senior, will lead things off, followed by junior Logan Hagman, the catcher. Jace Matuszynski, the senior shortstop with seven homers, batting third. Sam Manchester in center field, the senior cleanup, batting fifth, is the senior first baseman, Spencer Bullis. Brady Swanson, the senior third baseman, then in the sixth spot, batting seventh. Bergen Awney, the senior right fielder. Tyler Bolio, the sophomore DH, the lone sophomore in the starting lineup. And Parker Reckon, the junior left fielder, rounds things out. So it's going to be Abrahamson, Hagman, Matuszynski, Manchester, Bullis, Swanson, Awney, Bolio, and Reckon for Coach Blegan. And we're about ready to play baseball as it's number five, Sam Abrahamson, the senior second baseman, hitting from the right side against the right-handed senior pitcher, Brady Smith, the Cardinals' ace. And we are underway. There's a ball high, 1-0. The Cardinal defense, Atkinson, the senior catcher, Jacob Blaskocik at first, Gavin Thompson at second, Brand Olson at the sophomore at short, Connor Kalinske at third. The outfield, Chase Frederick, Mason Chittenden, and Dane Krista left to right. 1-0 pitch from Smith. Swinging strike, 1-1. Again, we've talked a lot about Brady last year and this year, and just pile up the compliments for this guy, pitcher and as a hitter and on defense. Just his leadership is huge on this Cardinal squad. There's a
yeah,
ball
he's
high,
had,
2-1.
He's had a really good start to the year, especially on the mound. He's really impressed me with his ability to locate and then change speeds. He's done that really well. His off-speed's gotten a lot better this year.
2-1, so Abrahamson ahead in the count. The pitch from Brady, and just misses outside and low, 3-1. Brady, 15.1 innings pitched so far this year, and have him at... all right, and so we're ready for the next pitch here in a moment. We'll get some more stats. 3-1 is the count to the leadoff hitter, Abrahamson. 12-0 Hudson, the pitch. And off-speed pitch and swinging 3-2 now. So, again, Brady's numbers coming into today. 12 strikeouts and 2 walks, so a 6-1 ratio there. And, again, his ERA at 1.37 and WHIP at 1.435. So good numbers for
Brady
Smith.
Pretty impressive, yep, pretty impressive numbers.
7-1 Cars, 12-0 Hudson. The 3-2 pitch to the leadoff batter, and this one grounded toward third and foul. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, one of our many great sponsors. We so appreciate making these broadcasts possible, not only on WOGO Radio, but also expanding out to the live video stream on WOGO Sports YouTube channel and WOGO on Facebook. 3-2 now, Brady Smith. The full count to Abrahamson, and he looks at ball four low, take his base, so and so a runner aboard, and again, that 6-1. Strikeout to walk ratio tested here out of the gate as Logan Hagman, the junior catcher, steps up.
Yeah, there were a couple of pitches right in that last at bat where, you know, they're questionable, could have been strikes or maybe look like strikes, but now he's just got to bear down and get ahead of this guy and try and get a ground ball.
And again, we'll talk about this as the broadcast unfolds. Haven't said much about it yet, but five different players by our count already committed to playing on the next level, and it can range from, and there's the first one low, 1-0, range from Matuszynski, the shortstop, committed to Auburn, or in fact Hagman committed to Minnesota. He's just a junior. Others may be on a lower level, but still, that's pretty impressive, and that's not including Sousa, the pitcher, who's a junior.
Yeah, it's not normal. It's not normal for anywhere in the state, much less West Central Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's really... showing to be a baseball hotbed. The off-speed pitch low, 2-0. So something relevant here, Jason Bob, is every single game, even some of the greatest pitchers of all time, that first inning can be challenging. Not always for Brady, but maybe a little bit here today, again, facing a tough Hudson squad. And so,
it is, and he's thrown a lot of off-speed pitches so far, and he hasn't been able to locate that as well as I'm sure he
2-0.
Wants to.
Fastball, and he missed on that one, so 3-0. Again, our umpires today, thanks to Jared Johnson for that information. You got Ryan Beyer behind the plate, as he was for Thursday's game against River Falls, and Eric Harmon in the field. 3-0 now to Hagman, who's been looking, the junior catcher, with Abrahamson with the lead off of first base. Nothing, top of the first. And a good curveball for a strike, 3-1.
3-0 curveball. So that right there tells you
that says
that,
a lot.
Yeah,
about his
is,
confidence. Wow.
Yeah, that Brady's confidence, but I think also, holy cow, these guys can hit. Like 3-0 is typically straight fastball, put it over the plate.
So the 3-1 pitch now as Brady looks to rally back, and this one fouled off, and so he's back to 3-2. Our Dugout Smile Cam is brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. Plus, on-site restaurants and coffee. It's just a ton of fun. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. 3-2, second time in as many hitters now. Brady Smith, the righty, against the right-handed hitting junior catcher Logan Hagman. Abrahamson at first. Nothing, top of the first. The pitch, and this one slammed foul down the third base line. And we'll do it again with Jace Matuszynski, the senior shortstop, on deck.
Yeah, keep throwing it in the zone. Try and get something in play. The last thing you want to do is walk the first two guys up with Matuszynski on deck.
So, again, Brady, only two walks all season until this game. He's had his third. And this one hit high in the air. That might have been ball four. And so good job by Brady, and it's out to Dane Krista. He dropped the ball. Oh, my. And then out at second base in time to get him. So the runner held, understandably, Abrahamson, but Krista able to make up for it and throw it for the out there. I don't know if it was 9-5 or was it the shortstop covering? 9-6 for the out. So, well, that's crazy. I mean, E9 and then a 9-6.
Yeah, that is. You wouldn't have bet on that to be in the scorebook today.
Wow.
Right field, I've said this before, right field with that sun, it's always a challenge. Anybody on the right side of the infield or outfield, you always have sun in your eyes.
Matuszynski, Auburn commit, the senior shortstop, the runner at first, 7 homers on the season. First ball, strike, looking to Matuszynski, the number 3 hitter for Coach Brent Blagan's squad.
That'll be important for Brady, is getting ahead. He did again, first pitch strikes, I always try and track, and he that was the first pitch strike he's had so far today, so I think he's got to start trying to do that a little bit more.
0-1, and this one grounded to between short and third. It's into left field for a seeing eye base hit, and Hudson with runners at first and second and only one out. And it brings up the cleanup hitter, Sam Manchester, the senior center fielder.
Number 10, Sam Manchester.
So Atkinson will go out and talk a little bit with Brady. Again, got ahead 0-1, but again, Matuszynski, a very fine hitter. And so you take your chances, though, with the power numbers. Matuszynski showing that you limited
right
him to a single, I guess.
Yeah, 7 home runs in an entire season is impressive,
right,
in high school baseball, much less to do it in the first half of your season. And I did some research the last couple of days, and there's a lot of people saying, you know, we could be looking at the state player of the year today.
Huh.
He's just a special talent. He has incredibly strong arm, amazing hitter, fast. He's kind of one of those five-tool guys you hear about.
Huh. Left-handed hitting cleanup hitter Sam Manchester, the senior center fielder for Hudson. With runners at first and second, Brady Smith delivers on the outside and misses 1-0. When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. I got to say, the ad that ran in the pregame the first time I heard that one, that was a great spot. Good message there. Ball misses 2-0. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. All right, so a couple of full counts earlier, just a couple of pitches to Matuszynski, and got in front, actually, but now behind 2-0, runners at first and second, and fortunate to have one out, truthfully.
Right.
But although, you know, it would have been an out on the flyout.
Should have been a can of corn.
And now 3-0 to a looking Sam Manchester with Spencer Bullis, the senior first baseman, on deck. A highly touted Hudson team.
Sometimes as a player, you, especially a pitcher, you just got to remember that you're still pitching against high school kids.
Right.
You know, it's not a major league lineup. They're going to swing at pitches they shouldn't. You just got to keep it in the zone.
And the 3-0 pitch, and it misses ball four. So the base is loaded for Manchester. Brady Smith with as many walks in this inning, and he's had in 15-plus on the season coming
first
into today.
15,
and now
Bullis.
It brings up Spencer Bullis.
I'm sure it's Brady, just he's trying to do a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a buzz in the high school today, talking to students and talking to some of the players, and that's unusual for baseball. There's big games once in a while, but he's just got to calm himself and remember it's a baseball game and do what he's done all year.
Right. I don't know, 20 pitches already for Brady. And there's a called strike one to a looking Spencer Bullis. Well, you can get into a jam, but you can get out of it.
And one pitch.
A strikeout would be nice, but a double play would be better. And 0-1 to Bullis now. Hitting again from the left side, two straight lefty hitters for Coach Blegan's squad. Brady, 0-1 pitch, and he'll come and miss it as the runner at third getting a pretty good lead there, Hagman. Hagman, the junior, at third, Matuszynski at second, and Manchester at first as the count goes to 1-1 after that ball. I know for me, you could see, though, it might have been a little disruptive, I think, with Hagman making a move at
sure.
off of third during that one. And now Brady again sees the runner make a bit of a move and misses outside 2-1 to the looking left-hander Spencer Bullis.
And it's hard when you're Brady and you're used to throwing strikes. Like you said, he's only had two walks all year, and he's missing. And some of these are missing by a foot, and that's just not something he's used to. So you can tell his body language, he's a little bit frustrated with himself.
Mm-hmm.
So just clear the mechanism, clear your head, and try and get back.
So 2-1 behind to the left-handed hitting Bullis, the first baseman. Bases are loaded, one out, nothing, top of the first here from Gannon Family Field at Casper Park. Brady comes, there it is. Ooh, and misses now 3-1, so a little bit low that time to the looking Spencer Bullis with Brady Swanson on deck, the senior third baseman. So hoping for a Double play grounder. Let's see. 3-1 typically would be a hitting pitch, a green light.
Yep.
Base
yeah.
is loaded. Bullis doesn't want to walk, probably wants to swing the bat. There it is. Off-speed pitch misses. Take your base, and 1-0 Hudson. Third walk of the inning. And it scores Logan Hagman from third. And Matuszynski to third, Manchester to second, and Bullis to first. And three walks, and now we're going to get more people than just Landon Atkinson.
Yeah, it's. I think right now Brady is leaning. He's leaning, or he
That's
was
it.
Leaning. Ooh.
So Brady is, and for the Cards, they come with number two, and that is Sam Brisina, the junior left-hander. So we'll change things up. We'll take a break, give Sam a moment. We're back in a minute. Chi-High in a jam here. Bases loaded. One in already for Hudson and only one out. This is Chi-High Baseball.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
Stelzer Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelzerIncorporated.com. So Hudson a 1-0 lead. Brady Smith pitches a third of an inning, gives up three walks, and one run is in. He's responsible for the runners on base. Sam Brisina, the junior, the southpaw, gets the call.
Yeah, the good news with Sam is he is a strikeout pitcher.
Like
he pounds the zone, he throws hard, he can elevate his fastball, and he can get outs through strikeouts, and that's what you want with the bases loaded.
Brasini's pitched 6 1/3 already this season, giving up 3 hits, 1 run earned, 13 strikeouts and 3 walks. So again, a little over a kind of a 4.3 strikeout to walk ratio as he gets ahead 0-1 to his first batter, Brady Swanson, hitting from the right side, the senior third baseman for Hudson, and he'll step out. 0-1 to Swanson in the sixth spot in the order with the Ani on deck. Bases loaded, one out. We're ordering a double play, but that's the order, the menu order. But, you know, take a strikeout, that would be fine. He's got 13 Ks in 6 innings already.
Yeah, he's a strikeout guy, yep.
And more than 2 an inning. Here it is from Brisina, and this one, swing and a miss. That maybe made contact. 0-2, so a good job there. And so Brisina coming in, throwing some heat.
Yeah, the nice thing is, too, it's obviously not ideal to come in with the bases loaded, but he is towards the bottom of the lineup.
Yep.
And as hard as Sam throws, hopefully he can just overpower him at this point.
0-2, Brisina in front, bases loaded, one out, one in for Hudson. Fastball high, misses 1-2 to the looking Swanson with Bergen Ani, the senior right fielder, on deck. 9 seniors in total, they start 6 of them for Hudson. Their pitcher, a junior, Mark Sousa. We saw him in the postseason loss at Stevens Point a year ago. In the section
of
semis.
That's an incredible senior class.
Ball high. 2-2 from Brisina. So Sam got ahead 0-2, and it goes to 2-2 to Swanson.
Yeah, it's important if you do get ahead. I know, like, everybody worries, if I'm ahead 0-2, I can't throw a strike. But you don't want to give pitches away and miss by 10 inches. You don't want to miss by a foot. You want to make them at least think about swinging at it.
2-2 now to Swanson from Brasina. Here it is. Ball high, 3-2. So walkitis has kind of been out there a little bit. Again, it was uncharacteristic for Brady Smith. You talk about 15-plus innings and two walks. That's great control. A 6-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Brasina's is, 4.3 strikeouts to walks with 13 versus... Was it 3? I think 13 versus 3. So now it goes from 0-2 to 3-2. Brasina to Swanson. Bases loaded. The pitch. Call strike three, and Brasina gets the K and two out for Hudson.
That was a big pitch. If you walk a guy there, now the wheels could really fall off. So that was a perfectly located fastball on the outside corner to get him.
He rallies back for the K, and that's huge for Brasina and the Cards. And it brings up Bergen Ani, the right fielder. And now with two outs, only one in, can he get out of the jam? And I tell you what, you take it if you're the Cards. You take one run, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. On really a ball that I know Matuszynski had a single, but it wasn't hit very hard. Not that the other guys really had a chance to hit with the number of balls we've thrown.
Ooh, the first one maybe just a little low from Brasina. So 1-0 to a looking Bergen Ani with Tyler Bolio, the sophomore DH on deck. Hardly any juniors and just one sophomore in this starting lineup for Brent Blegen for the Raiders. So 1-0 from the lefty Brasina. Bases loaded, two outs now. The all-important second out there a moment ago on the K. The 1-0 pitch. A little high, 2-0 on the heat that time.
Yeah, it looks like Sam has good velocity today. He's just got to locate a little bit better.
And talking a little bit to the coach, and I don't know if we've had Sam out there in the games we've done so far. Yeah. Talking to Mitch Steinmetz earlier in the season, I mean, it wasn't like you just wrote it in, like, hey, Sam, you did that last year. It hasn't been an automatic for him, from what I understand. To kind of work at and try to find that rhythm. Swing and a miss, strike one, 2-1.
Yeah, and it's high school baseball is such a short season. Like, it's 20 games, and especially if you're a pitcher, you might get six starts. So sometimes if you have a bad start, it feels like, you kind of blew a couple weeks of the season. So there is a lot of pressure every time you go out to try and perform.
2-1 to Ani. The left-hander Brasina delivers. Ooh, misses, 3-1. Nowhere to put him now. Bases are loaded. One out, two outs, and one in for the 12-0 Hudson Raiders. Both Hudson and Chi-High tied atop the Big Rivers Conference at 3-0 with River Falls at 2-1. Chi-High did not get credit for the win we brought you the other day. It was just three innings. You got to get to at least 4.5. But Chi-High did have the lead, 2-0. Ooh, and he misses, and Ani was ready to go right away. So he walks in a run after getting the strikeout. So they don't get out of here with just one, but hopefully that's the end of the damage. And scoring from third is Matuszynski. And moving over to third is Manchester. Bullis to second, and Ani gets first base. Fourth walk of the inning, first one for Brasina. And it brings up Tyler Bolio, the sophomore DH, in the eighth spot with Parker Reckon, the junior left fielder, on deck. All right, come on, Sam. We get out of this one here. Fastball. This is 1-0. So, control issues today. Again, the weather's good. There is a bit of there is a bit of wind. We said about 13 miles an hour at game time.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I think it's butterflies. I think it's sometimes you're playing against the name on the shirt, and you're not competing against an individual player, and it can be intimidating.
1-0 pitch, and misses.
Especially in today's day and age, like talking to some of the players today, they know these guys because of social media, and they see all their numbers and they see their commitments, and sometimes they're gods that are on the other side of the field, and it certainly creates nerves,
right? And Brasina misses again, 3-0. So again, he came in throwing strikes, but now to Bolio, the sophomore, and he'd like to take his chances, junior versus sophomore. Bolio in the eighth spot, but you've got two runs in already, bases loaded. Carr's trying to get out of the jam, see if he can rally back behind 3-0 in the count. The junior left-hander Brasina against the sophomore Bolio. There it is, and he misses ball four. So on four balls, he walks Bolio, and yet another Hudson run, and they grab
not
a 3-0
yeah.
lead. No, not what anybody had anticipated.
No.
As good as the Cards have played this season.
Yeah, like I said in the beginning, playing a team this good is a challenge, but giving them things and even giving them a couple walks in an inning is a lot, less giving them 3 runs.
Yeah, giving Sousa, an outstanding junior left-handed pitcher that we saw him last year. We saw how tough he was.
Yeah.
And I think they saw him during the regular season, probably hit him a little better then. And there's a curveball for a strike and goes to 0-1. Parker Reckon, the hitter, the left-hander, hitting from the right side. A couple of lefties in the middle of that Hudson lineup. 3 runs in, bases loaded, 2 out. Brasina in relief of Brady Smith. Not the way anybody was really scripting this one. Really anticipating a good pitcher's duel. There's a ball high, 1-1, and a good save by Atkinson to keep a run from scoring there. And the count goes to 1-1. Cards haven't even had their upset, so a long way to go in this one on WOGO Sports. Back with McDonald's softball at 4:40 against Regis on Thursday. Oh, that one didn't quite break over, so. And now Atkinson to visit again with the 2-1 to Reckon. Again, walked the previous batter on 4 pitches, Bolio. And now behind 2-1 to Reckon. Let me tell you, ABC Supply at Chippewa Falls works side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, our gratitude to them for being one of our many great advertisers to help bring you spring sports today, Chahai Baseball, here on WOGO Radio, YouTube, and also WOGO on Facebook. All right, ball in the dirt, so now 3-1. So that conference didn't help with Pacina.
That did not help, no. He doesn't know that when the catcher goes out, when he goes back in, you have to throw a strike.
Like, well, it's kind of like
a
timeout in basketball. Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't work.
No, the play you draw up just doesn't work.
3-1, nowhere to put him. Reckon, the number 9 hitter. Brasina Jr., there it is, and it's ball high. So take your base. So 3 straight walks from Sam after he got that sweet strikeout against Swanson, and it's 4-0 Hudson.
Yikes.
Yeah. All right, so again, scoring that time is Bullis, Ani to third, Bolio to second, Reckon to first, and now Brasina has as many, and that's it for Sam. So Sam pitches a third of an inning. After a third of an inning pitched, and that will bring in yet another pitcher. It's Ryan Dixon, the junior right-hander for the Cards. We're back in a minute. Cards already down 4-0. 2 out, top of the first. This is Chahai Baseball.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Ryan Dixon, the new pitcher for the Cards, as they trail 4-0 here on WOGO Sports. Mark Halverson, Jason Bob, Gavin Bovey, our video producer, Sam Aberle, our radio producer today. And quick checking the numbers, Ryan Dixon pitched 1 inning on the season. He struck out all 3 batters he faced. He did walk 1 batter. So tell us a bit about Ryan Dixon.
Well, Ryan, if you remember, I think it was first game of the year I was doing with Caleb. Ryan swung at a pitch, flew out to left field, and ended up hurting his shoulder swinging, and it was his throwing shoulder. So he's been he was off for a week and a half, 2 weeks, kind of rehabbing, and he threw over the weekend. I talked to him today. He said he felt really good. So hopefully his shoulder is back, and hopefully he can locate.
And now the top of the order, Sam Abrahamson, who did walk to start the game as against six batters of the nine, and that ball is high, 1-0. Now, if I understood at least earlier, and things may have changed, when I talked to Coach Steinmetz a week or two ago, he was talking about getting from Dixon. He didn't know if he'd be able to bat.
Yeah.
But at least being able to pitch, and again,
that
adds to the very deep pitching staff that the Cards have.
So. Well, it's, you know, it. I was just thinking about that, like, oh, thankfully they're deep, but you just lost
two.
You just lost two of your best pitchers in less than an inning, and I don't know if Ryan's a kid that's going to be able to go the next six innings.
Right. And that one
or
hit,
not.
Hit
no.
him. And so hit by pitch is Abrahamson. And so I usually kind of save rather than go over that and see if that 10th batter, but now we're going to have a second one in the same inning. So hit by pitch. And that's yet another run, 5-0 Hudson. And I think, you know, certainly one of the things, and Jason, you've been a coach of Chi-High baseball. I mean, you've got, as Logan Hegman comes up, the junior, with the bases continuing loaded, 5-0, is the fact that you got to think about there's a game against Hudson on Thursday. So
there is, but at this point, you just have to compete.
Yeah.
Right now, it's you're not giving yourself a chance. You're not giving yourself a chance to compete.
And, Dixon misses 1-0.
And you're giving them runs. And this is not the Chi-High team that I know they can be. Mm-hmm. And, again, it's a long game. I'm not saying the game is over, but you've created a pretty steep hill to climb at this point.
Yeah. So bases loaded, two outs, 1-0 to Hegman. And there's a called strike, 1-1. And at this point, again, that's what you need is strikes, right? You've had six
and I'm
walks
not even sure that was
and a
strike.
Hit batsman. And so
yeah,
that's what's
maybe
been
that was a gift.
Missing
I don't know.
Here today.
Tired hopefully, of people walking, maybe.
Ryan Beyer with Eric Harmon on the bases or in the field, if you will. 1-1 to Hegman. And that one broke, but just misses 2-1.
Ryan has a really, really good curveball.
Yeah, it
I
looked
think
like it fell off the table.
It's one of the best high school curveballs I've seen in a while. It's just going to be, can he locate it? So the first guy that was up, he threw two in a row, and the second one, he hit the batter.
All right, so let's rally here. 2-1, five runs in, bases loaded, two outs. I'm wanting to pinch myself and think it's just a nightmare. And there's a called strike two, 2-2. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Had some work done by them on my front windshield. Little ding recently, so thanks so much. 2-2 now to Hagman. See if we can get out of it. 11th hitter of the inning. Six walks and one hit batsman. And this one slugged to his left field, a base hit. It's going to be 6-0, maybe 7. Peeling around the bases and scoring is Hudson, and that is Parker Reckon who makes it even worse. So
yeah, and again, Logan Hagman's. I've been watching him for the last few years. He's committed to the University of Minnesota. Really good hitter, and that's a single, right? If nobody's on base, it doesn't do much. But when you have the walks that you've had, now it's two more on the board.
Seven.
In a hurry.
7-0 Hudson. With Jace Matuszynski, the 12th hitter, and as good as some of the, trying to think, Chi-High had some rallies. There's a call, strike 0-1. Getting my Chi-High baseball and softball maybe confused,
sure.
But I guess it would have been softball last week, the Cards against Rice Lake. But I don't know if they ever reached a point of 12 batters in an inning. So again, it's a good number here, and the Cards. Not what anybody had in mind, seeing a football score posted for Hudson. The 0-1 pitch is high, misses 1-1 to Matuszynski. And again, you're down 7-0, runners at first and second, two outs, and then you got the Auburn commit who comes to the plate with the seven.
Yeah, maybe the best player in the state. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Good luck.
The nightmare keeps getting worse. Wake me up.
Yeah, and that's why it's important when you get to the bottom four, three. I don't know a ton about them, but I know they're not as good as the top three.
Sure.
You have to get those guys out.
Time out here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And, again, asking kind of the baseball gods, sending a prayer up that we maybe could end things here. Here it is. And a breaking ball for a called strike to Matt Osinski, and that's...
Yeah, right now I think nice. Ryan is... Yeah, I think he's probably 75% curveball.
Yeah. And he can, like you say, he can throw a very good one, and Matt Osinski just looked at it. So 1-2 now, first and second, 7 runs in here for... visiting Hudson Raiders. It's at their place on Thursday. On Thursday, we'll have Max Softball. And this one hit to the outfield, left center. And that is going to be out of here. Home run number 8 for Matt Osinski. Wow. And it's a 10-0 Hudson lead.
Wow.
Well, I was right. It was 1-2 in the count. I don't know. Was that
a
hanging curve? Yeah.
I was, again, once in a while I put my pitcher hat on, and all I was thinking was, please don't throw that curveball again.
Yeah.
Because he threw it to him 3 times in a row. You could tell that last strike, that Matt Osinski watched it all the way to the mitt. And I don't care how good your curveball is. If you have a good hitter and you see it 4 times in a row, you're going to recognize it and you're going to sit on it. Exactly what he did.
It is not the Cardinals' day. It is not the Cardinals' inning. It is not the Cardinals' half inning, because that's all we are in, is in the top of the first here on WOGO. And cleanup hitter Sam Manchester, his second go-around, he walked the first time, and he looks at ball one from Ryan Dixon, the Cardinal junior right-hander. Again, setting that defense for Chi High. Landon Atkinson is... And actually, I might just note that there's a called strike, 1-1. I didn't note if we did get a substitution at short or not, in terms of if Brady will often go back.
No.
So I think it's still Brandt Olson.
Yeah, it's still Brandt.
Yeah. And there's that curveball again, and it misses 2-1 to a looking Sam Manchester. Anyhow, then Gavin Thompson at second, Jacob Blaskacek, the junior, at first, Brandt Olson at short. And Connor Kalinske at third, Chase Frederick, Mason Chittenden, and Dane Krista left to right for the Cards in the outfield. There's the fastball. Misses 3-1 now. So, again, the base is cleared by Matt Osinski a moment ago. He knows the home run trot. He's done it 8 times now this season. 10-0 Hudson, as Manchester, the cleanup hitter, with the bases having been cleaned before his AB. 3-1 now. Dixon. And this one high in the air and foul, out of play. It goes to 3-2. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. All right, so the count goes full. We've had several of those in this long first inning. And there's the breaking ball, and it...
Just missed.
So ball 4, Manchester is aboard. 7th walk, I believe, of the inning, plus the one hits batsman. And it brings up Bullis, and he is going to be the 14th hitter of the inning that doesn't end.
And, that is a fact.
Yeah. The inning that doesn't end. It could be a kid's book, I guess, kind of a sad one.
Are we getting paid by the hour here?
10-0, and I didn't. I know that pitcher numbers, they restart it each time. And there's the strike call. The throw out to second, and they got him. They're throwing out. Atkinson throws out.
Thank
Manchester
you.
Trying to steal. So Bullis will come up when the top of the second arrives, and hopefully the Cards can get at least 5 runs in the bottom of the first. That's all we're asking against Mark Sousa. Happening in the books, Hudson leads it 10-0. This is Chi High Baseball.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
All right, to the bottom of the first we go here on WOGO Sports. And against Mark Sousa for the Cards, Dane Krista batting leadoff, Landon Atkinson hitting second, Brady Smith third, Jacob Laskachuk, the first baseman, the junior first baseman batting cleanup, Gavin Thompson, the senior second baseman, then Connor Kalinske hitting in the sixth spot, Mason Chittenden, the sophomore center fielder, the seventh spot, Brant Olson, the sophomore shortstop, hitting eighth, and Chase Frederick coming off a great game against Wausau East in that nightcap, the left fielder, senior, batting ninth. So for the Cards, it's Krista, Atkinson, Smith, Laskacek, Thompson, and Kalinske, Chittenden, Olson, and Frederick. And there's Sousa with a fastball, strike one. Again, this left-hander amongst five or six guys for Hudson that are playing. We don't have a commitment yet, but he's going to play in the next level. There's no question about that.
100%. Yeah, I was looking today. I think he was the third or fourth ranked left-hander in that 2027 class. So odds are he'll have a D1 offer. Already does, just hasn't committed.
And he likes to deal. He likes to not mess around.
Love it. Yeah, get the ball and throw it.
And here comes another one. And, is his velocity up in the 90 area?
The last thing I read, he topped out at just, it was 90 miles an hour, basically.
3-1 pitch, and he looks at strike two.
89 point something. So, yeah, he can bring it. He has good off speed. He has a good changeup.
Dane Krista, 355 average with a 394 on base. And this is a base hit up the middle for Krista, and he's aboard.
That's what I was going to mention earlier. This will be a big half inning. I know it's 10 to nothing, and I know you're down on yourself, but how does Chihai respond after giving up a 10? Do they go down 1-2-3? Do they score? Do they put some runners on?
Right. So Landon Atkinson, a 320 hitter, 455 on base, 855 OPS, and falls behind 0-1 to Sousa. Again, Sousa just has good form. He's a tall, lanky guy. He's just fun to watch, you know, go through the motion, if you will.
Yeah, I think he's 6'3-ish, 6'4", and, left-handed pitcher, a lot of whip in his arm.
The 0-1 to Atkinson, and misses 1-1.
He's one of those guys, you watch him throw, and he's throwing probably upper 80s, 87, 88 right now, but it doesn't even look like he's trying.
It looks like there's a swing and a miss, 1-2. It feels like it's the next level. Like, you know it's high school, but you feel like... So Hudson apparently gets to play with a college pitcher today. And the ball low, 2-2.
You can just tell if you watch him, and I've watched enough baseball, when a guy gets on the mound and they are 100% confident the way they, even what they do after they release the ball, or once they do what they do when they catch the ball, you can tell this is my mound, this is my baseball,
right.
This is my game.
And this one fouled off by Atkinson, so staying alive at 2-2 for the Cards. Whatever your ING, walking, running, hiking, working, playing, get back to it with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. If an injury or joint pain is holding you back, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And there's a shot right down the first baseline. Base hit for Atkinson, and the Cardinals will have runners on the corners as the right fielder gets it in, Bergen-Ani. So first and second for Chihai.
Great piece of hitting there by Landon. That was looked like a slider, more of a slider than a curveball. It got in on his hands, but he kept his hands in and barreled it up and put it right down the line. So great response thus far by Chippewa.
Well, again, we're bragging up Sousa, so apparently we'll continue to lay it on because it's worked on the first two hitters.
Yeah, right.
As we'll get the pinch runner for number 19, Colin Balsiger, the junior courtesy runner. And brings up Brady Smith for Chippewa. And Brady's had a terrific season, hitting .444 with .545 on base and .1027 for his OPS. All right, runners at the corners, nobody out, down 10-0. It's a big mountain to climb, but you do it one batter at a time, one pitch at a time, and there's a ball high 1-0 from Sousa. So let's get that pitch number up for Sousa.
Right.
And because nobody else they have is at his level. I mean, they may have good
pitches.
They're
pretty good. Sure, but okay. No, probably not his. No.
There's a fastball called strike to Brady, 1-1.
Unless they put Matuszynski on the mound and he can locate. I think he's 93-95.
Is that right? Wow.
Kind of hope he gets in there.
The 1-1. Misses 2-1 to Brady Smith. Started as the pitcher for the Cards and staying in that batting in that spot. With runners at the corners and nobody out. There's a called strike. 2-2 to Smith, hitting from the right side with Jacob Blaskacek on deck for Chi-Hi, trailing at 10-0, but took Hudson a while to get there, like 14 batters, and too many walks. And this one hit foul and out of play on the first base side. So 2-2 to Brady Smith. Good numbers for Brady on the season at the plate. He's had 12 hits already, including a double and 5 RBIs. And strike 3, so he goes down. First strikeout victim for Sousa, and it brings up Blaskacek.
I was curious if he was going to go off-speed there because that's what he went to with Landon, and Landon hit it down the line, but he stayed with the fastball and put it just off the plate and had Brady fish for it.
So Jacob Blaskacek, a pretty open stance, and legs, and there's strike one. So again, Sousa starts throwing strikes, and
he does a really nice job of keeping the ball down. A lot of his strikes have been right at the knees.
And I'll tell you, he just brings it. There's 1-1. I mean,
yeah, I've seen guys work fast, but he works faster than most.
So 1-1 to the cleanup hitter for the Cards. The runners at the corners and one out. Chi-Hi down 10-0. And that one misses outside 2-1 to a looking Jacob Blaskacek. As I was telling you earlier, I might note it's trying to talk between pitches on Sousa is probably not real advisable.
No.
So we'll save
we don't get a whole lot of
Chippewa
time.
Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. You'll get the full read in a moment. And this one fouled off. And 2-2 to Blaskacek.
You can tell that these two have worked together forever. They're really comfortable. They know.
He and Hagman?
Yeah. He and Hagman. You can tell he probably anticipates what pitch is being called.
And this one, a wrap between second base, knocked down by second baseman, throw over to first, not in time, and gets by the first baseman. One run is in, and the Cardinals have runners at the corners and trail it 10-1.
Great piece of hitting again. Jacob went with the pitch and hit it hard the other way. I think that's Abram Hansen, isn't it, at second base. Made a great play to knock that ball down, but couldn't pick it up to throw him out.
Sam Abrahamson did. You're right. Made a terrific play on that, but gets by the first baseman, Spencer Bullis. So a 10-1 game here. And there's a called strike as Blaskacek. How would you score a Blaskacek's hit?
Ah, that's a base hit.
Yeah.
So it's it's actually a base hit, and then there's an error because on the throw the runner got from second to third. But it is a hit for Jacob.
And so Krista scores, and that would be the RBI scoring from third base. And the count 0-1 to Gavin Thompson. Lefty versus lefty for the first time today. And this one hit high in the air. Will it be playable? Coming over, the third baseman is going to make the catch for the out for Hudson. Brady Swanson for out number 2. So Thompson pops out into foul territory. Two are down for Connor Kalinske. Connor, the
third baseman, number 24,
third baseman for the Cards. Hitting 267 with a 389 on base and 856 OPS. Mentioned him in the game recap from the first win over Wausau East the other day. And that one's going to get by the catcher and allow the runner to score from third in the Cards. Back within 10-2.
Yeah, they may not get 10 this inning. I'm guessing they probably don't. But putting up a crooked number in the first after giving up 10 means they're still mentally competing and physically competing. So nice sign. They got to just keep keep chipping away.
Yeah, you say, hey, you did something. And so...
And you're one single away from 10 to 3.
Yep. So, again, runner at second base then is Blaskacek with two out. And Kalinske looking at a 2-0 count. Here it is. Called strike, 2-1. With Mason Chittenden on deck. Connor, a senior. Boy, he comes in a hurry. All right, 2-2. I mean, you look down and boom, he catches and throws practically.
Oh, this is a guy you want to play defense behind.
Yeah, right? I guess
he
so.
He barely gets set. And he's going.
2-2 pitch. And this one smacked up the middle, and it's a base hit. The runner around third base heading for home, and the Cardinals have pulled within 7 at 10-3.
Great response.
Well, and again, as shaky as the pitching was, the nerves, what have you, the Cardinals are really rallying and showing their character, coming up with three here. And you said a very important response in it.
Yeah, it's that speaks a lot to the kids. They want to compete. They know they're down. It's a disheartening inning when you give up 10 in the top of the first with your arguably your two best pitchers on the mound, but they're still fighting.
Paolo misses 1-0, and so Sousa's given up 3, and again, good contact. I mean, again, he's a fine pitcher, good power and accuracy, and yet you were able to get him for 3 runs, and Chittenden had 1-0 in the count here, hitting from the right side. He looks at a fastball right down Bridge Street, and that count goes to 1-1.
I think that speaks to a lot of these players are playing, you know, in Legion, or they're playing club ball, and they're seeing velocity. So it used
to be called strike 2-1 and 2.
It used to be if somebody got on the mound and they were throwing 88, 89, you weren't hitting it. But today they see it enough where it's hard, but it's hittable.
1-2, and this one maybe off speed. He grounds it up the middle, and there's the throw over to first. It's going to be in time for the out from Jace Matuszynski, but not before the card store. Score 3, answer back with 3, strand 1, after 1 from Gannon Field and Casper. It's Hudson 10, Chahai 3. This is Cardinal Baseball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Well, Chahai fell behind 10-0 in the top of the first, but they rallied for 3 in the bottom of the first. And Mark Halverson with Jason Bob on WOGO. As we look at Hudson now, again, Manchester was thrown out stealing to end the top of the first, the inning that seemingly wasn't going to end for Hudson. So they bring Bullis, Swanson, and Ani, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. But Jason Bob, I believe it just as much as you said, that was a really important half inning for the Cards. They respond with 3 against the highly touted Mark Sousa. At the same time, sure be nice to get out of here unscathed.
Yes.
If you can do 1, 2, 3, great, but to not give up any more runs.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was just going to say. Scoring is important, but holding them.
In the air to left field, long run for Frederick. He'll go over and make the catch for out number one.
Good start. Yeah, holding them this inning and get back in the dugout. You know, you don't give Sousa a lot of time. You carry that confidence into the next inning. That'll be important.
So Ryan Dixon, the third pitcher, and again, Brady Smith, Brasina, and Dixon all got one out in that first inning, and now Dixon getting the second out on the first ball hitting Spencer Bullis, and now the righty Brady Swanson, the third baseman. And this one, first
two
ball
pitches,
hitting.
Two outs.
Yeah, and underneath it, the Cardinals' second baseman, Thompson, is going to make the catch, but it popped out. It popped to the top of his glove. I don't know. trouble with the sun, apparently. So two are out now as the catch by Thompson. But we had earlier Krista in the outfield stopped one and able to throw the runner out at second.
Everything on the right side of the right side of the field is going to be an adventure.
So Dixon getting inducing two first ball outs, and now Ani.
See if he swings.
Yeah, there's a called strike. He might have. It's 0-1 to Ani.
I'm pretty sure his coach said, you are not going to swing at this.
Well, we said it would be great to not allow any more runs. I was saying they didn't have to get him 1-2-3, but at this point we'll take it.
Oh, absolutely.
That one misses 1-1 to
This is what I alluded to last inning. Once you get to that, and the five hitter I wouldn't consider the bottom of the order, but once you get to the bottom, you got to get these guys out.
Yeah, this is Ani now at the 1-1 count from Dixon. And this one to right center field.
That was hit well.
Long run, and it's going to get up against the fence, chasing it down Krista and Chittenden. And Krista gets it in, and a double with two outs for Bergen Ani, the senior right fielder for Hudson.
Designated hitter number four.
I know it's a double, and this sounds weird, but I would take that as a coach all day long versus a walk. Any ball that's hit in the air, any ball that's hit in playable ground, you got a chance to make an out.
Yeah.
But once you start piling up those walks, we saw last inning what can happen.
So Tyler Beaulieu, the sophomore DH now.
That's a great name, by the way.
Beaulieu?
Beaulieu.
Yeah. I needed the coach to help me with the pronunciation because I might have gone with Ballou with the spelling. There's a ball inside, 1-0. Let's take another shot. Whatever your ING, walking, running, hiking, working, playing, get back to it with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. If an injury or joint pain is holding you back, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to living your best life in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with the new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Ryan Dixon doesn't work as fast as Mark Sousa, so that allowed me to get it all in.
Get them all in.
1-0 pitch. And this one grounded toward first. One hop and taking it over there for the Cards. Blaskacik and the Cards get him in four batters and not that many pitches from Dixon. So 10-3 Hudson back at the bottom of the second in a minute. This is Chaya Baseball.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
Metropolis Resort.
All right, to the bottom of the second we go for the Cards. It's Brant Olson, Chase Frederick, and Dave Krista, the 8-9-1 hitters. And hitting from the left side, Brant Olson. And the lefty Sousa fires a looking strike to Brant. Get you Brant's offensive numbers, hitting 83, 421 on base, and a 504.
Shortstop number 8, Brant Olson.
OPS, so 1-1 to Olson. Sousa the junior, low and outside, 2-1. So, well, they got the pitch numbers up. He's up over 30 now, so.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job against them.
And while the Cards were hoping to really hold Hudson there, and they did, this one hit foul on the first base side, 2-2. Here, again, I don't want to get greedy, but, you know, at this point, you know, by not giving a goose egg, by getting three, Not even one or two. You get three. And so anything you build on that's going to be a little bit more hopeful. You know, if you can get to four or five or, you know.
Yeah.
And again, you got plenty of game to work with here. You don't want to be 10-run ruled. And right now you've taken that off the board at the moment as the count goes full to a looking Grant Olson.
Yeah, you want to put the pressure back on Hudson and make it.
Here it is.
You know.
Ball low, take your base. A runner aboard. Grant Olson draws the walk. And good job by the sophomore. And it brings up Chase Frederick now, who had a real good hitting performance the other day in game two against Wausau East. That 9-3 win.
Left fielder number 14, Chase Frederick.
And also, again, Chase, his numbers are really boosted now. 455 average, 600 on base, and a 1236 OPS. Ooh, and he got hit. Take your base. So first two runners aboard for the Cardinals. And a great way to start this bottom half of the second inning.
Yeah, that's the way you want to start. I don't know if you want to be Chase and take one in the forearm, but yeah.
That'll have some sting to it.
Yeah, that one's going to leave a mark.
Depending on how far Sousa goes in his pitching career, someday, I got hit by his fastball, and I'm sure over the years that fastball could be, more and more high velocity.
Yeah, exactly. The story gets better.
Baseball version of a fishing story. All right, so Krista now, and again, some hope here for the Cardinals side on the third base dugout here. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Ball misses 1-0 to Krista with Landon Atkinson on deck and Brady Smith in the hole. 10-3 Hudson, but hey, you want to play a high-scoring game? Let's do it. Ball low, and it gets by, and the runner advances. Both of the runners advance into scoring position, removing the force out, and yet another wild pitch here for Sousa.
Yeah, that almost sounded like it hit something. It must have been, I'm guessing it was the plate. It almost sounded like it hit Krista's foot.
So now a bit of a conference for the Hudson Raiders as manager Brent Legan heads out there to talk things over with Sousa. You know, sometimes he'll talk about the break that a pitcher had, but he hadn't even been out to pitch yet before.
No, right. Yeah, yeah.
And I guess just a reminder that, again, you can talk about one of the better pitchers in the state, but he is human. You
know? Yeah, and he's, again, he's gone from having really good control last inning, but with good control, Chihai hit some balls hard off of him, and sometimes that can shake your confidence a little bit. I mean, he's pitched against some really good teams this year, so I imagine people have hit him at some point, but you never know. Mentally, pitching is a big-time mental game.
So a 2-0 count to Dane Krista, who singled his first time. So he's already faced Sousa and got a hit. And he looks at a called strike one. So the conference with Blegan, the coach Blegan and the others, helping Sousa to focus. And, again, get ready to go, 2-1. Not a lot of delay at all with this lefty. Here he comes. And this one tapped foul, and it's 2-2 to Krista.
Good off-speed pitch there.
Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Batter steps out. Krista?
Yeah, I think I've seen Chippa do that three times this inning, and I'm sure that's by design. As quick as he wants to work, they want to slow him down a little bit.
That's good. 2-2 pitch. And he looks at ball three. 3-2. We're one ball away from loading the bases with no outs, something that Hudson did for far too long in the top half of the first inning. A 10-3 Chihai deficit, but they're rallying now. And 46 pitches in for Sousa, the lefty. Here it comes. Oh, a called strike three looking to Krista. And Sousa gets the second strikeout.
Yeah, those pitches aren't fair. It's a full count. You got runners on second and third. You're looking for a fastball to hit, and he throws a backdoor slider. That one you just tip your cap and go back to the dugout.
Yeah. So Landon Atkinson now, who also singled his first time, hitting from the right side against Sousa, looks at a called strike one. So Sousa's starting to find himself here a little bit.
That's the way that coach's conference is supposed to work.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's thrown a ball since he was out there.
Right. Right, Atkinson, a 320 hitter. And this one is going to be grounded up the middle for a base hit for the Cardinals. And Chihai makes it a 10-4 game. So 10 to 4 now, and the Cards back within 6 now.
Solid contact. They haven't had a weak hit yet. Everything that they've gotten through the infield has been hit pretty hard.
And Landon, again, second hit of the day, so he's 2 for 2 against the college-bound Mark Sousa. And it brings up Brady Smith, who, again, one of the Cardinals' better hitters. And I like him bouncing back here. He struck out last time.
Yeah, and Brady will do that. Brady is he's got a short memory. He'll erase that bat and he'll be
ball one.
He'll be back here to fight.
Ryan Beyer, home plate umpire Eric Harmon in the field. Cardinals within 6 runners at the corners and only one out. And Brady Smith 1-0 count from Sousa. Here it is, called strike 1-1 again. Brady's numbers. A 444 average with a 545 on base and a 1027 OPS. 1-1 to Smith. One out. Sousa. Low in the dirt. And Hagman keeps it close enough that does not allow the runner, Frederick, to score from third.
Should have been on second.
Okay, yeah. Good point. It was there for for Landon.
Yep. I think that's Colin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one. If you get to second base, you eliminate the double play, and you got two runners in scoring position.
Ball misses.
Maybe it
3-1 to a looking Brady Smith.
Well, the good news is it's not going to be a Sousa game. We're going to see somebody else.
Here it is. Ball four, take your base. So Brady Smith bounces back from the strikeout last inning to get a walk and load the bases for the Cardinals, and it brings up the cleanup hitter, junior first baseman Jacob Liskacek.
First baseman, number 3, Jacob Liskacek.
All right, Liskacek, had the single and the RBI his first time up. So, again, a lot of the top of the order has already hit off of Sousa. Ball high, 1-0. You can see that one all day long. So, again, no place to put him. The Cards have already scored one. And you got to know, this Cardinal team is believing right now.
Yeah, 100%. It's 10-0. You were questioning whether it was really going to be a game. And then it got to 10-3 and one more base hit, and it's really a game.
1-1 to Blaskacek now with just one out. Bases loaded. And swinging a miss for Blaskacek, it goes to 1-2, and that's the thing. Sousa could easily strike out the next two hitters and just leave them. That's the kind of ability he's got. 1-2 now to the right-hander Blaskacek in the cleanup spot for the Cardinals. Jacob waits. Sousa. This one in the air and out of play on the first base side. 1-2. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin. Grace Home Respiratory. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. So the third strikeout victim of the day for Sousa is Blaskacek with 2 down, Gavin Thompson.
Second baseman, number 4,
Gavin did pop out to third base his first time in foul territory. But Gavin's a dangerous hitter.
He is, yeah. He was first-team All-Conference, I think, last year and hit over 400, so he's certainly capable.
And he looks at a ball, 1-0. This season, coming in, he's hitting 280 with a 357 on base and a 797 OPS, just under 800. One ball and no strikes to Thompson with runners, bases loaded. 2-0. So no place to put Gavin Thompson. The Cards have already scored at least one, but they'd like to do more. How about a single and make this thing 10-6? 2-0 to Thompson. A walk makes it 10-5. Sousa, lefty versus lefty. The pitch. Off speed, called strike, 2-1. Pulled the string a little bit on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really impressed by high school pitchers today. Their ability to control their off-speed pitches.
2-1. And this one grounded towards second base. A few hops, throw over to first, and in time to get Gavin Thompson, Sam Abrahamson. But not before the Cards score one, unfortunately, straight. 3-2. It's Chi High trailing 10-4 to Hudson on WDOGO Sports. This is Chi High Baseball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
Top of the third, Hudson at Chippewa. Hudson came in here 12-0, 3-0 in the conference atop the BRC. Cards also 3-0 in the BRC, and 7-1 is it? I believe 7-1.
7-1 overall.
I was trying to get them to 8-1, but they wouldn't give me that River Falls game the other day. So
not quite yet.
All right. So again, Dixon, and I believe we're sticking out there with Ryan.
Yep.
Number 11 for Chippewa Falls, the right-hander. And again, he was the starting shortstop for the team initially. Shoulder injury while he was at bat, you said, in game one against Rapids, start of the season. And so can still giving what he can to the team, and he can still pitch. So.
Yeah, I think everybody was a little bit nervous that the injury that he had might keep him out for longer. But thankfully, he's back.
All right, so the number 9 hitter, Parker Reckon, the junior now, hitting from the right side against... So we start the top half of the third, and this is a fastball upstairs, 1-0. It's Reckon, Abrahamson, and Logan Hagman, the 9-1-2 hitters for Hudson here. Beautiful day for baseball. A little chilly, yeah, maybe,
it
but
is.
You got to love the sunshine. And there's that curveball for a strike, 1-1.
Important to get Reckon out here with the top of the order coming up.
Absolutely. Abrahamson, Hagman, and then you got Jace Matuszynski in the four spot for the inning. So how about him leading off next inning? That's the way to go.
Yeah, exactly.
That ball misses.
Yep. You want him hitting with nobody on base.
2-1. Down 10-4. He's already had a 3-run homer. So, intentional walk starts to enter your mind. Not as a leadoff hitter, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm sure he'll
100%. See, yeah. If there's a chance to walk him, I think you walk him.
And there's a ball missing. As much as, the fans.
Yeah, everybody wants to see him, yeah.
Right.
You still have to coach to win.
Well, everybody on the Hudson side wants to see him.
Yeah.
3-1 now to Reckon. Hopefully he doesn't wreck it for the Cards. And there's a ball. So Dixon with the walk to start the third inning.
Walks that is not what you want to see.
No. Walks have plagued the Cards already. And now let's just see with Dixon, because he came in the first. And
leadoff hitter, second baseman, number 5.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Abraham I think Hansen. His first hitter was Abram Hansen.
He did walk Manchester, I believe. So, says Manchester had a walk but then was thrown out stealing. So that's the second walk for Dixon.
Gotcha.
And I got to dial in here. All right, we're ready to go. And top of the order, so Abrahamson, we didn't get our wish in terms of Reckon being kept off the base. And so Ryan Dixon, the junior, swinging a miss to Abrahamson, who has walked and been hit by a pitch.
Yeah, that had some good velocity. That was, I'm guessing, mid-80s, and you're throwing it by a guy who's going to the Gophers next year who plays some really high-level baseball in the summer. So it's good velocity by Ryan.
0-1 now. Runner at first. And time was called by Ryan Beyer, and time called by apparently the batter, Abrahamson.
Oh, it's funny. You can see he's got a trigger, so when he thinks Ryan's going to get going, he brings his foot back, and he brought his foot back, and Ryan stood there. So as a hitter, you get uncomfortable because your muscles are tense, and called timeout right before Ryan was going to throw the ball.
0-1 to Sam Abrahamson. Yeah, kind of a unique stance here. And swing and a miss.
Good pitch.
0-2 to Abrahamson. So with that runner at first, the leadoff walked. Hoping to bounce back here. And ahead is Ryan Dixon, the Cardinal junior right-hander.
Nice thing for Ryan here is you can go wherever you want. You've thrown a fastball by him. You've thrown a curveball that he missed by a fair amount. Something off the plate. would be nice.
0-2, Dixon readies. Here he comes. Misses. And then Atkinson comes out ready to gun it down to first if need be. He'll think better of it. 63 pitches for Sousa through two innings. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I mean, you know, that alone is something that can encourage the Cards. Like, hey, you've done that to one of the better pitchers in the BRC. And
yeah, they've made him work.
A lot of respect throughout the state. And again, a guy they saw in the postseason last year and know how tough he can be, just even as a sophomore last year. 1-2. And he smacks one to center field, and it's going to be runners at first and second. And a little bit of trouble in the outfield. Chittenden, it'll get it in and hold him to just one base. So two aboard here to start the third inning for Hudson. Catcher, as Abrahamson, after being behind 0-2, gets the solid single to center. And now, boy, Hagman, Matuszynski, this is a tough part of the lineup.
That was, that was a violent swing right there. Oh, they talk a lot about exit velocity. Yeah, that one had some velo coming off the bat.
Not a lot of high schools in the state can say, our number two hitter's going to Minnesota, our number three hitter's going to Auburn. So
yeah,
that's what Hudson can say. And Hagman looks at strike one from Ryan Dixon. Again, the deep Chihai pitching, and again, it was tough to lose Brady Smith and Sam Brasina in the first. Each of them only went a third of an inning. So it wasn't their day today. And
You look at their top three. Abram Hansen's going to the University of St. Thomas. Second hitter's going to Minnesota. Third hitter's going to Auburn.
Right.
Manchester's going to play junior college in southern Minnesota. Southern Wisconsin, sorry. So, yeah, you're like the lineup is literally filled with guys who are going to play at the next level. And again, high at the high level.
And a guy by the name of Howe going to lacrosse, I think he's.
Yep.
Yeah, so as I look on your notes. Not that I'm cheating off your paper.
Yeah, right?
Throw over to second.
You can't cheat off a teacher's paper.
The runner's back.
And it's funny, though. You talk about Hudson, but you think about Chippewa Falls. I've been bragging to people that ask me about Chihai baseball, and they have four, and it will be five or six guys that are going to play college baseball as well.
Yeah.
Maybe not Auburn and Minnesota, but, I mean, some of them have the chance to play at the next level. So
looks at the curveball.
Yeah, it's a great collection of talent on the field today.
So nobody out here. Again, the second inning went smoothly for the Cards. Took just four batters. This one, though, the first two, a walk and a hit. And now behind in the count, 2-1 to Hagman with Matuszynski on deck. So this is not shaping up in any way like you'd like it at the moment.
No.
Trailing 10-4, top half of the third, here from Gannon Family Field at Casper on WOGO Sports. Off-speed pitch in the dirt, gets by the catcher. Atkinson will chase it down. A runner arounds third. And so now you've got Reckon at third, and Abrahamson at second. Unfortunately, removes the force out, and it makes it 3-1 to Hagman with Matuszynski on deck.
Looks like Evan Weiler's warming up in the bullpen. The nice thing is, and I know there's nothing nice about throwing a third of an inning with Brady and Sam, but I will say the nice thing is one of those two, if not both of them, will probably be available for Thursday.
Right. Yeah, and if I had to speculate, and 3-1, that's good. And this one hit high in the air to the outfield. Chase Frederick chasing it down and coming over to make the catch, though, is Chittenden. They'll have a sack fly, and Hudson grabs an 11-4 lead. So a sack fly to center. I don't know. I think on one hand, you go, well, Brady Smith, he's the senior. Why not come back with him, give him another try? On the other hand, you know, and I think he'd be able to shake off and go, all right, this is a new day. So
yeah,
I would think that's the more likely. On the other hand, you could start proceeding and just shake it up a little bit. So.
Well, I think it depends a lot on what you want to do next week. If you want to keep Brady the Tuesday starter, then you probably go somebody else on Thursday. And there was the walk you were talking about to Matuszynski.
Not even going to let him bat. And so completely understandable, intentional walk. And so don't want to make this,
Sam Manchester.
All of a sudden, a 13-4 game. And so he'll get his share this year.
I'm sure it's not the first time he's been intentionally walked this year.
No. Manchester hitting from the left side. One out, two on. Hudson one in the top of the third. Evan Weiler warming up for the Cards in the bullpen. And 1-0 misses to Manchester with Bullis on deck here on WOGO Sports. For generations, Crystal Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. And that tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at crystalorthodontics.com. That's crystalorthodontics.com. And Ryan Dixon.
Kind of the opposite
it is.
of Sousa and Dixon.
I could read the phone book between pitches.
You go from one extreme to the next.
Can you reference phone book these days without half your listeners going, what are you talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Ooh, and that one misses. And 2-0 now to looking Sam Manchester. So runners at first and second. 11-4 Hudson, top of the third. If you joined us late, Hudson scored 10 in the first. Yes, a lot of walks, a hit batsman, and a Matuszynski three-run homer all did the damage. And Cards have rallied back to get four on the board, but trailing at 11-4, Ryan Dixon, the third Cardinal pitcher. And that one, breaking ball, misses, and the count goes to 3-0 to Manchester. So we're one ball away from loading the bases for Spencer Bullis. Again, Manchester walked and scored, and then he walked both times, was thrown out stealing the second time.
Yeah, hasn't seen a whole lot to hit today.
Credit Landon Atkinson for that one, for sure. Great toss he made on that one. 3-0
now.
It
was, yeah. Really nice. I was kind of questioning why.
It gets by the first baseman, Blaskacek, and runner's going to go around third and head for home. The throw to the plate is not going to be in time, and both runners go two bases, and just like that, Hudson leads it 12-4. So Abrahamson scores from second. Second run of the inning. Matuszynski goes to third. And the count goes to 3-0. And again, it was not a pitch, right? It was a throw over to first, got by.
That's unusual because you had runners on first and second, and typically you don't hold the runner on first base. And for some reason, they were holding Matuszynski at first, and Ryan tried to pick him off.
Yeah, a miscue there, I think. And there's a called strike 3-1 because
with the runner on second base. Yeah,
right.
he's not stealing, and you got a left-handed hitter up. Typically, you're playing behind the runner at first, unless they saw something.
It'd be E1 on the throw because it was.
Yeah.
So, all right, 3-1 now to Manchester. The runner at third, Matuszynski. There's a ball high. Take your base. So sooner or later, we'll see Weiler. We'll see when here. It's And now Coach Mitch Steinmetz, and maybe now, is going to be the time with runners at the corners.
So.
And again, the game still felt competitive at 10-4. It's going to 12-4 here in the top of the third with Spencer Bullis coming up, and we may have seen the end here for Ryan Dixon. He's handed the ball to Coach Steinmetz, and that'll do it. So while the first two pitchers went a third of an inning, Ryan Dixon retires one in the third, so he pitches himself a 1 2/3. And we'll see a Weiler when we come back in a minute. This is Cardinal Baseball on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wurzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
The fourth Cardinal pitcher of the day is Evan Weiler for Chippewa Falls. We'll get you his pitching stats on the season. Kevin Wyler has pitched 9 1/3 innings on the year, and he's given up 7 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, 10 strikeouts to 3 walks, so a 3.33 strikeout to walk ratio for Evan Wyler, and he comes in here with an ERA of 3. So,
yeah, Evan's been really solid this year. He's a nice left-handed pitcher. He, again, has a really nice curveball, kind of like Ryan. Biggest thing for Evan is locating his fastball and making sure he can throw that for a strike.
And while you wondered about Dixon, how far he could go, I'd say Evan Wyler has the capacity to finish this game out.
And you hope,
You would hope. And that he would be the fourth and final pitcher. I can see where Coach Steinmetz is desiring that. And again, at this point, it's an 8-run deficit at 12-4 as they put 2 more on the board here.
I think part of it will be what is the score once we get to the 5th inning, 6th inning, if it's somewhat out of reach and you can save Evan maybe for Thursday a little bit, you do that. But if it's close, Evan will stay in.
And we like what we saw from Carter Berg last week, too. So
yeah, Carter had a nice...
And he could be a nice counterbalance, you know, a righty power pitcher.
Right.
And there's a called strike one to a looking Spencer Bullis. So, again, runners at the corners for Hudson and just the one out. And Dixon goes 1 2/3. Fourth pitcher of the day, Evan Wyler. 0-1 to Bullis. Here comes the lefty.
Two good fastballs.
Yeah, excellent. So the left-handed hitting first baseman who has walked and flown out to left in his two trips, so officially 0-1. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. 0-2. Wyler, here he comes. Runner goes. Ground ball, the first handled over there. Blaskoczyk just taking it first base. He will for the out, and it's 13-4 Hudson as Matuszynski scores from third.
Yeah, Matuszynski had a really good jump at third base. That was... When you have the corners in like that, you kind of hope that you can cut the run off at home, but Bullis hit it. It was a high enough bounce where it would have been a really, really tough play for Jacob to throw home and get him.
It was a hit and run. Manchester was going. Bullis with the ground out, and it brings up Brady Swanson, the right-handed hitting third baseman. 13-4. So Hudson, after 10 in the first, held scoreless in the second. They bounced back for 3 more in the third to increase their lead. And Wyler curves it in there for strike one to Swanson.
Evan looks sharp today.
He generally has, right? In these performances, he might have had one that maybe wasn't quite as sharp as the others, but from what we've seen, again, not at every Chai baseball game. 0-1. Wyler, lefty to the righty, Swanson. Here it is. Ball high, 1-1.
Yeah, Evan will actually be playing baseball with Manchester from Hudson next year. They're both going to Bryant and Stratton Junior College.
In Milwaukee? Right?
Is that where it is?
I think so. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you could be.
I'm thinking of probably Briggs and Stratton as an old Milwaukee business. So my mistake.
I know somebody's...
1-1. There's a called strike two. 1-2. Yeah, we'll look it up.
If only we had something that we could look up.
Okay.
Wauwatosa.
All right.
I knew it was Southern Wisconsin. I wasn't sure, quite sure where.
Yeah, I'm from Milwaukee, so I just claim whatever I can for the area. So.
There you go.
1-2 now for Swanson. Don't get down there as much as I used to, though, I gotta say. All right, 1-2, and this one smacked fouled on the first base side, so stays 1-2. Well, Mark Sousa kind of spoils you for everybody else because he's so rapid with his delivery that you feel like other people take a really long time. So I don't know. I've never heard a talk of a pitching clock. There's more talk in basketball about bringing
there
the
shot.
There
is a pitch clock. There is a pitch clock in college and the pros.
Okay.
20 seconds.
And there's strike three, and Wyler with the strikeout to get out of the inning for the Cards. But not before Hudson scores three in the middle of the third from Casper. It's Hudson 13, Chahai 4. This is Cardinal Baseball.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence. If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Start your engines and join Red Cedar Speedway for an electrifying year of racing in Menominee. Watch the Wasota Late Models, Modifieds, Midwest Modifieds, Super Stocks, and USRA Late Models battle it out on the track. RedCedarSpeedway.com. That's RedCedarSpeedway.com. Later afterwards, we'll have the post-class post-game show with the 24-7 of West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. But right now, to the bottom of the third we go. And the Cardinals come with Connor Kalinske, Mason Chittenden, and Brant Olson. Again, trailing at 13-4. So, Cards had scored three in the first and one in the second. And Kalinske looks at strike one. Connor has singled in his one trip to the plate. And during that bat, a wild pitch allowed a run to score. So.
Oh, fooled him there.
0-2.
Looked like that was a straight changeup of some sort, and Connor was sitting on the fastball and couldn't hold his hands back.
Sousa, no messing around, that's for sure. 0-2, and this one smacked up the middle. Connor Kalinske, base hit for the Cards.
I think that's the second time he's had a two-strike single. And I have noticed with Sousa, as good as he's been, he's gotten a lot of two-strike counts, and Chippewa's been able to put the ball in play with two strikes on him.
Yeah, that's
so it's a situation where he's not locating that 0-2 pitch, or his curveball's not breaking as much as he wants it to.
So Chittenden now looks at a strike, 0-1. So Sousa throwing strikes, but boy, that one to me was Connor just kind of willing that. He was just like focused in, and you see him play basketball, a 6'2 guy playing against a lot bigger guys. And this is a bunt attempt foul, 0-2 now to Chittenden for the Cardinals, the sophomore center fielder.
And that explains, that helps explain the high pitch count, is you get a lot of guys, one ball, two strikes, two balls, two strikes, and then they put the ball in play. It's not a lot of, I don't think we've seen a three-pitch strikeout.
In the dirt, blocked there by Hagman. Runner will advance to second easily, and so Connor Kalinske in scoring position for the Cars, trailing it by nine here in the bottom of the third with nobody out. And the count to Chittenden goes to 1-2.
I was going to say this is an important inning for Chippewa to try and get one or two back. You don't want to be at that 9 or 10 mark.
There's the ball low, misses 2-2 to Chittenden, who grounded out to short his only trip back in the first for the final out, actually.
Hudson did have somebody warming up last inning in the bullpen. Nobody warming up now.
2-2 pitch, and this was grounded up the middle, and Matuszynski throw over to first as the runner advances to third. Kalinske first out, so two ground outs to short for Chittenden on the day, and it brings up Brant Olson, the Cardinals' own sophomore shortstop. While he throws right, he bats left.
Brant had a really, really good at-bat last time, got to two strikes, but then battled and drew a walk.
And again, comes in and with an average of 83, 421 on base and a 504 slugging as he gets ahead 1-0.
It's kind of interesting. Typically, when you're ahead 13-4, you have the infield back and you trade that run for an out. But
This one is going to be grounded to second and fielded there. Throw over to first by Manchester for the out as they hold the runner.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. That's unusual. I don't think game of baseball has changed a little bit. Like I said, usually when you're up by that many runs, you'd gladly trade a run for an out, but they had the infield in and they wanted to limit. They wanted to prevent that run from scoring, and it worked out perfectly.
So Chase Frederick hitting from the left side, the number 9 hitter for the Cardinals, hit by a pitch his first time against Sousa. And that one misses, 1-0 outside and low. Again, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. On WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Fastball, strike, 1-1 to a looking Chase Frederick. Chase's offensive numbers really improving with his last outing, now hitting .455 with a .600 on base and a .1236 OPS. He looks at another strike, 1-2 to the senior left fielder, Chase Frederick. Two out, runner at third. Cards would love to get that runner that final 90 feet to at least get one on the board here, trailing by 9. The pitch to Frederick, ball low on outside, an obvious ball, 2-2. So good eye by Chase. Worked hard.
Again, we're down to get two strikes. He throws really two quality fastballs,
yeah.
One on the outside corner, one on the inside corner, and now we're back to two strikes and ball right in the dirt, so we'll see.
Yeah. 2-2 to Frederick now with two outs, runner at third, Cards down by 9. The pitch from Sousa, ooh, check swing, yeah, and that breaking
that
ball
pitch.
Got him looking a little bit upstairs, but good enough for a strike, says Ryan Beyer. So through three from Casper, the Cards trail Hudson 13-4. This is Cardinal Baseball.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
All right, to the top of the fourth we go here on WOGO Sports. Mark Halverson and Jason Bob. Gavin Bovee, our video producer. Sam Aberley, our radio producer. Chahai trailing 13-4, fell behind 10-0. A lot of walks that hit the batsman. Jace Matuszynski, three-run homer at all. Just kind of when it rained, it poured. Now to the top of the fourth we go with Evan Weiler in relief, the fourth pitcher of the day. Bergen Awney, Tyler Bolio, and Parker Reckon, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Hudson Raiders, and their coach Brent Leggett. So, all right, again, both teams came in 3-0 in the conference. One of the things to start to get concerned here a little bit, though, is we'll see what Weiler can do. But you know, Hudson has ballooned the lead from 6 back to 9 now, and
yeah,
we're getting to that fifth inning. Those are the top of the fourth.
Yeah, yeah.
So, from their standpoint, they'd sure love to just finish it early.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, and they will obviously get back to the top of the order. Hopefully it's next inning and not this inning.
And so Weiler, the lefty versus the righty, called strike, says Ryan Beyer. Bergen Awney, the senior right fielder, has walked and doubled in his two trips, so officially 1-for-1. Cardinal Hudson, 13 runs. There's a
Ooh.
Check swing. Foul on the third baseline. Is it just 5 hits in one error? That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, you don't be. Yeah.
And Jai has
to,
out-hit
it's
them.
Hard to score 13 runs
Jai
with only 5 hits.
Has out-hit them with 4 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. And Hudson with 13, 5 and 1.
Throwing strikes is an important part of the game.
Yeah. All right, so 0-2 now. Weiler's in front. And this one to left center field, a base hit, a leadoff single for Ani, and
two for two.
The senior right fielder is aboard. Yeah, he is. And now Tyler Beaulieu, the DH, just a sophomore. He's walked and grounded out to first in his two trips. So Wyler gives up the leadoff single. And now Beaulieu, he sees him for the first time. Evan getting set with Atkinson, the catcher. And there's a ball, misses 1-0. Speaking of Landon, he's going to play at the University of Jamestown, North Dakota next year. So wish him.
Yeah, really, really successful Division II program. Yeah, Landon has been a three-year starter and just rock solid behind the plate for a long time for Chi High.
1-0 to Beaulieu from Evan Wyler. Wyler delivers, ball high, and it gets over Atkinson, allows the runner to advance to second. And so Ani is in scoring position, removes the force, and the count 2-0 from Wyler. So can't take anything for granted today. And
again, no.
I mean, again, Brady Smith is as reliable as you're going to find for Chi High pitching-wise. And again, his numbers typically, it just wasn't not his day. And then
I've watched Brady pitch for a number of years, and I've never seen that out of him. But everybody has that day once in a while.
So 13-4 Hudson, they've got that run that would give them a 10-run lead at second. Again, it's just the top of the fourth, but the count now goes 3-0 to Beaulieu, and Atkinson out to have a word. Our Dugout Smile Cam brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. Top of the fourth, nobody out, runner at second, 3-0 count now to Beaulieu, the number 8 hitter. He looks at a strike, 3-1.
Important to make important to make the 8 and 9 hitter put the ball in play or do something with it.
Yeah.
We saw how dangerous it can be if you start walking these guys and then get back to the top.
3-1. Wyler checks the runner at second. Here it comes. And this one in the air, first base side, foul territory, and not reachable. So the count goes to 3-2. What you said earlier, Jason, would you say that to your pitchers when you went in? I mean, just to kind of loosen them up if they were having control issues and say, listen, I'd rather you give up a double than walk somebody?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, all day long. That's it's not very often, even with good hitting teams, that you're going to see a team get 3, 4, 5 hits in a row. They get themselves out.
Yeah, right.
But if you're not giving them a chance to put the ball in play, that's when you get yourself pulled from a game.
Yeah. All right. Count is full to Beaulieu. Here's Wyler. And this one grounded to short. Olsen has it. Throw over to first in time for the out to the stretching Jacob Laskacek. And they hold the runner for the first out in the inning. The score at 6-3, one down, and it brings up Parker Reckon. And again, no automatic out. He's got two walks, and he scored twice.
Yeah. No, that was a nice play by Brandt. I've watched a few games now, and if you didn't know any better, there's no way you'd think Brandt was a sophomore. Playing shortstop, he's done a really nice job. Every ground ball hit to him that I've seen, he's fielded cleanly and made a strong throw.
13-4 Hudson, one out, runner at second. Ball called strike one by Ryan Beyer. And again, you know, you think of the amount of ground balls he's fielded, right? Probably his dad and others. I mean,
Really,
as a sophomore, that solid already at 16 years old, you know, I'm just presuming 15, 16, something like that. So,
yeah, he's got a bright future.
Hugely important position, obviously. You need that solid glove there. Swing and a miss. So Wyler throws it by Reckon, and the count goes to 0-2. Be nice to get out of this inning unscathed after that leadoff single by Bergen Ani, who sits at second base right now.
Need to go get him right here.
Wyler ahead in the count, 0-2. how to handle Reckon here. Sizing things up with Atkinson. Waiting. Looking at the runner at second. The pitch. Curveball, strike three. Got him. All right. So,
two outs. And now you face the top of the order with two outs. Reckon, I don't want to assume that 8-9 hitters can't hit. They certainly can, or they wouldn't be in the lineup. But you look at the 9 hitter walking twice to get back to the top. You just can't do that against a good baseball team.
No, and you got two outs now. You got Abrahamson. Worst case scenario, you got Hagman and Matuszynski. Hagman coming up with nobody on base, potentially, right?
Right.
So that's what you want. What you don't need is Abrahamson getting on here. And this one golfed foul, and it's 0-1. Abrahamson has walked, been hit by a pitch, and singled. So they have not retired him.
No.
So far.
No. No. He's a really good hitter. I've watched him play for the last couple of years, too, and he does a lot of things right. He's a strong kid, high exit velocity.
I believe this is the fourth pitcher he's faced. I'll make my case. It was Brady Smith, and then Brasino was in to face him, I believe.
It might have been Dixon.
It might have been.
Yeah.
Okay, it might have been.
Maybe, I don't know.
I think Brasino hit him and was removed from the game, and then Dixon came in and he gave up a.
Sure.
He got a single off Dixon. That's. I think that was the last batter that Brasino hit.
So nonetheless, to see three different pitchers in four at bats is
right.
That means you're scoring a lot of runs.
All right, so 0-2 to Abrahamson again. Weiler, a very solid pitcher. He's had. A great campaign for the Cards, and looking to keep it going here. With two out and runner in scoring position, Hudson up by 9. Cards trying to keep this game going here. Trying to get some offense. Seuss has already thrown 78 pitches through 3 innings, so 26 per. Ball in the dirt. Kept in front of him, Atkinson, but it's going to allow the runner to scoot over to third is Ani. So two are out now, runner 90 feet away, and Abrahamson behind in the count at 1-2. The Hudson leadoff hitter, top of 4, 2 down for the Raiders. Hitting from the right side, Abrahamson. Hudson, second baseman. Hudson with aspirations of winning the whole thing this year.
Yeah, I've read a lot of good things about this team. They're known around the state.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss.
Pitch.
And out of there with it, Atkinson, and he throws it to first, and
it
gets by the first baseman, Blaskocik. The run scores, and so...
Those are the killers.
The drop third strike, and Abrahamson, and again, that is a killer.
That's one where, you know, Landon he's played for a long time, but he's still learning, so he picked the ball up, and he hesitated, and he was staring at third base, the runner at third base. I'm not sure why, maybe just to see if he mistakenly ran home, but now you got to hurry the throw a little bit more to first base, and your head's moving because you're going from looking at third to looking at first,
and
sometimes
I think
that happens.
It felt like his angle with the runner running down right along the line.
Yep.
And there's the first ball, fastball misses to Hagman, so 1-0. So
that's when you learn. You go out aggressively, you get the ball, you take 3 steps inside the line, and you throw it hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would have been good because otherwise, down that line with the runner, it's sort of disconcerting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's challenging for the catcher and the first baseman if you don't get far enough inside.
There's a ball high, 2-0. Now, obviously, you'll see that a fair amount on the high school level.
Yep.
But lesser, it seems.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, right. Yeah. Like I said, high school season is so short. You practice something like that probably every day, but you're not getting rep after rep after rep.
See if Weiler can bounce back. There's a swing and miss to Hagman, who has, he had an unusual, it should have been an out to the right early, but then
fielder's
Abrahamson
choice.
Abrahamson was thrown out second. Then he had a single and 2 RBIs and a sack fly and an RBI. So he does have 3 RBIs on the day. This is his 4th at bat. Hagman, the Minnesota-bound catcher, just a junior, but already they've got him tabbed as a Gopher. 2-1 to both teams hitting their catcher in the two spot. Hagman fouls it back. 2-2 from Weiler.
Yeah, that's a pretty good battery to bring back next year with Hagman and Sousa.
It sure is, yeah, wow. Hey, Seltzer Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 2-2 to Hagman now. The runner at second. One run in for Hudson. And this one, high in the air. Shallow right field. It could be trouble. And coming in to make the catch for the Cards is Krista to retire the side. But not before Hudson scores another run. In the middle of four from Gannon Field and Casper. Hudson leads the Cards 14-4. This is Chi Baseball and WGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
To the bottom of four we go for the Cardinals, looking to rally down by 10. It's Dane Krista, Landon Atkinson, and Brady Smith, the top of the order for Chi High against Mark Sousa, the junior left-hander. He's at 78 pitches, only has 22 left.
Yeah, if nothing else, you want to drive his pitch count up here and try and get to right at least 90. Then you hope that in the fifth they have to bring somebody else in. They do have somebody else warming up already. So,
all right,
Griffin, need a run.
Griffin Spindler over in the first base coach's box, and Mitch Steinmetz over at third. As Krista, who has singled and struck out in his two trips. You're on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and that one gets away 1-0 from Sousa. Well, Weiler containing them largely.
Yeah, he threw well that inning. I mean, minus the error, he didn't... He was around the zone and threw some quality strikes, kept him off balance.
And that's just what he does give you that.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a called strike to Krista. Dane comes in here with a 355 average, 394 on base, and 878 OPS. Sousa doesn't waste any time in a called strike, too. So rallying back to even the count at two apiece to Krista, the sophomore right fielder. Here he comes, and this one hit in the air on the infield. Coming over, Sousa is going to make the catch for out number one. Bottom half of the fourth inning.
Yeah, pitchers aren't supposed to catch that.
So he should be, you know, typically, yeah, some of the talk here in the booth, but I mean.
I don't know. It's one of those things where in high school, I'm a little biased, but I always say your pitchers are usually your best athletes minus your shortstop, uh-huh. but. Once you get to the higher levels, if you're a pitcher and you try and catch that, you're going to get yelled at.
Okay. And now the right-handed hitting Landon Atkinson. There's a ball low, 1-0. Sousa does not waste time. Lefty versus righty. Here we go. Called strike, 1-1.
Yeah, he's had a good performance today. I don't know if I'd call it a dominant performance. Chi High has hit the ball hard quite a few times. He's had some walks. He's had some pass balls or
wild
pitches.
Only four strikeouts.
Yeah, and hasn't struck out a ton. He's gotten a ton of two-strike counts, just hasn't finished hitters off.
He's given up a number of hits. Not bad on the walks. And that ball misses. 3-1 now to Atkinson. Just as I track it here, I'm seeing a couple walks.
Yeah, that's the strange thing with 87 pitches through
right.
3 1/3. You'd
right.
think he'd either have quite a few walks or quite a few strikeouts, and he really has neither. Chip was just battled and made him go into some long counts.
Right. Only 13 left, and this one hit to left center field. Well
That'll
hit by
down.
Atkinson, and it's all the way into the gap, and it's a double for Atkinson as they Hudson gets it in with Sam Manchester, the senior center fielder, chasing it down along with Parker Reckon, the junior left fielder. So a nice double for Landon Atkinson. He's had two singles and a double. He's three for three
day. That's a fantastic day. That's why he's going to play college baseball next year.
Number 19, Colin Balsinger. And at the plate, number 5, designated hitter, Brady Smith.
All right, so Brady Smith now.
Just want to get off that 10-run mark.
Yeah.
You want to extend the game as long as possible.
And that ball, wild pitch for Sousa for sure, and allows the runner, the courtesy runner, number 19 for the Cardinals, Colin Balsinger, to advance to third. 14-4 game, Hudson by 10 here. Brady Smith has struck out and walked in his two trips and looks at a ball, misses 2-0 from Sousa. The first one, the wild pitch. The first Brady Smith at bat, or pitch to him, this at bat. 2-0, and he looks at the ball, missing 3-0. So off the mark here as it's 3-0 to Brady Smith with Vlaskacic on deck. So the Cardinals able to break inside of that 10-run lead. The runner just 90 feet away, and pitch number 92 is right here. Called strike, 3-1.
It's really weird. He'll go from throwing two absolute dots on the corner, and then the next three pitches will be way out of the zone.
And the smack base hit to left field, and the Cardinals have themselves a run, and it's 14-5. Brady Smith on that one.
Yeah, that was a hard line drive. He got a fastball belt high right down the middle and turned it around for a solid single.
First baseman number 3, Jacob Lescaccia.
So Brady's best hit and first hit of the day gets the RBI. And there's a ball, misses 1-0. So
He's getting behind a lot of hitters lately, and that's
well, he's right down to the end here.
Yeah.
Pitch number 95, a called strike, 1-1. So, again, Brent Blagan will be forced to bring in a relief pitcher, whether he chooses to or not here. And this is a smack to first base, but it's
gloved
there, and then
play.
The throw over to second is
Got
in the
him.
Dirt. And
Ooh.
They have to tag him there because the force is removed after he gets the runner at first base. And so the Hudson shortstop, Matuszynski, does not successfully tag the sliding runner, Smith, so he's into second. But three unassisted for Vlaskacic at first.
It almost looks like Brady's laughing about it a little bit. I think he...
he thought he was out?
I don't know. I'd have to see the replay, but he sure looked out.
Fed a couple of hits for Cards off of the hard-throwing Sousa where the grounder's right down the first baseline.
Yeah, they've had some bad luck.
And now Gavin Thompson called strike 1 to Gavin. Just 3 pitches left for Sousa, in case you're counting. You get into the Hudson bullpen in a 14-5 game here in the bottom of the fourth. Cards down by 9. Thompson rips one to left field, a hard charge, and it's getting it in there for a base hit for Chippewa Falls. And here comes
the play at the plate, and Brady is out.
So a great throw from the left fielder, Parker Reckon, the junior, able to get Smith. They cut him down, and the inning comes to an end after the Gavin Thompson single. Through 4 from Casper and Gannon Field. It's 2 pitches left for Sousa as the Cards trail at 14-5. This is Cardinal Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Mark Halverson and Jason Bob with you as we head to the top half of the fifth inning. Hudson hoping to just finish the Cardinals off, get a 10-run or greater lead, and maybe they know that they've only got two pitches left. I don't think you'd probably see Sousa go back out for two pitches.
No, well, it depends. I have seen it. I know Chai High's done it for a few times where if you have your number one pitcher out there and they still feel good, even if they can get one guy out,
sure.
Then you put them back out there.
I understand that. All right, well, for Hudson now, in the top half of the fifth, they come with Matuszynski, Manchester, and Bullis. And not a lot's gone Chahai's way today, but Matuszynski coming up with nobody on base is a good thing. Although, as you said, you have to pitch to him.
Now you got to pitch to him.
You don't have to, but why not?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Well, when you're down 14-5, the last thing you want to do is put a guy on and start the merry-go-round again. So you want to...
So Weiler versus Matuszynski, lefty versus righty. And this one gets by at Atkinson, and it's 1-0. Again, set the cards defensively. Landon Atkinson, the senior catcher. Jacob Laskacek, the junior at first. Gavin Thompson at second. Brand Olson, the sophomore at short. Connor Kalinske at third. And then the Cardinals in the outfield. Chase Frederick, Mason Chittenden, and Dane Krista left to right. Called strike.
Keep the ball away. Yeah, I would keep it away.
Yeah, single, home run, and intentional walk on his day.
Yeah, he stands. You can tell he stands quite a ways off the plate trying to extend those arms.
1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. That's a big-time swing. I mean, just
it
even
is. Yeah,
seeing
it was...
the miss, you're like, it's a good swing.
Yeah. Yep.
That has delivered 8 homers for this Hudson Raiders squad on the year.
Yeah, Evan's done a nice job of keeping it away. I'd throw something soft and try and keep it on the outside corner or just off the plate. I need to find out how many pitches Evan has because he looks in for a really long time.
Mm. You mean in his whole arsenal, in his repertoire, yeah. There's well, a ball misses 2-2.
Usually it's 1, 2, or 3, and it seems like they're going through 10 signs down there.
Again, we've been spoiled by Sousa. Get it and go, get it and go. So, all right. 2-2 now, Weiler. First batter of the top of the fifth for Hudson, leading it 14-5. They scored 10 in the first, so Cards have been playing catch-up all day long. A lot of walks and three-run homer in that first inning. This one fouled off by Matuszynski. It stays 2-2. If you, talking about Sousa as a pitcher, I'm curious. I mean, as somebody who's a pitching coach and mm-hmm. you were a pitcher, what would you work on with him?
I would. The biggest thing, I think, would be some sort of strikeout pitch, whether it's a sharp slider or a slower curveball, but it seems like a lot of his stuff was the same speed. Mm-hmm. So I think something with different velocity that you can get people off balance.
2-2 pitch to Matuszynski in the dirt, 3-2. And then it's a different mentality. Sometimes if you're ahead in the count, it seemed like he was giving up 2-strike hits, right?
He was, yeah.
And
it
so
was, yeah.
You need something when you're ahead, 1-2 or even 2-2. Yeah. What are you going to knock it out with? So.
And that's the impressive thing when you see strikeout pitchers in general. They can either elevate a fastball where they want it to and get guys to chase, or they have that hard off-speed pitch that they can bury in the dirt. If you don't have that, you usually end up throwing a ton of pitches.
3-2 to Matuszynski. Fouls it off. Stays alive.
That was a cut.
When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Looked like Evan tried to elevate the fastball a little bit there to try and get it by him. I would not recommend throwing that again. Something soft.
3-2 pitch to Matuszynski. Fouls it off.
That's
again.
That's a good pitch.
This reminds me of the Brewer games, right? They talk about this extended at-bats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, quality at-bat. We always said quality at-bat was 8 pitches or more.
Yeah.
If you get out, you get out. But getting it to 8 pitches, you made the pitcher work. Yeah, Brewers have a ton of those guys. Yeah. They're not first pitch pop-out guys. They're 8-10 pitch at-bat guys.
3-2 to Matuszynski. Ball high, take your base, and he knew that almost from the moment it left Weiler's hand. And so Matuszynski's aboard to start the inning, and now
center fielder number 10,
Sam Manchester, the senior center fielder, and he has walked and scored, then walked and been thrown out stealing, and walked and reached second base. So, yes, 3 walks on the day for Manchester, the lefty, versus the left-handed hitting. Throwing Evan Weiler for the Cards. 14-5 Raiders. This one, pop foul out of play.
See if they have Matuszynski moving. I know it's sometimes you get up 14-5 and people wonder, well, why would you ever steal anybody? If you can limit the number of innings that you have to pitch, even if it's 14-5, you're not really trying to rub it in. You're trying to end the game early.
Yeah, good point. The leadoff hitter and the leadoff runner. Weiler ahead in the count 0-1 to Manchester, the cleanup hitter, and he'll throw it over to first, which hasn't always worked today, but that one does.
It looked like Matuszynski had that as soon as Evan went up to pick him off. He was on his way back to first, which tells me that he's probably got his read and might be looking to go.
0-1, yeah, and there he goes, and Atkinson's going to gun it down there in the grass, and it's not going to get there in time with a covering Brand Olson, and so Matuszynski steals and is in scoring position with nobody out here.
Yeah, you could tell the pitch before when or the throw over before, as soon as Evan lifted his leg, Jace was back to first, and that pitch, as soon as he lifted his leg, he was gone. So you assume that a left-handed pitcher has the advantage when you got a runner on first, but if somebody reads you, it's actually a little bit easier.
0-1 to Manchester, top of the fifth inning. Hudson leads it 14-5 over Chi High on WDOGO Sports. Ball misses 1-1. Low. 2-1 now. 2-1 to Manchester.
He's walked every time up today?
He has. So he's officially not batted.
0-0.
But been thrown out stealing. And 2-1. Manchester. From the left side. Matuszynski at second. Ball fouled off. 2-2. ABC Supply, Chippewa Falls, works side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply, Chippewa Falls, can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. ABC Supply, Chippewa Falls. 2-2 now, and nobody out. Runner at second. Hudson leads it 14-5. Top of the fifth inning. Hudson trying to 10-run rule the Cards. We'll see if they can finish this thing in 5. And this is a grounder to first over the head of Blaskacek, and it's going to be fair and allow Matuszynski to score, and he may get a triple out of this. No, he's going to pull it up to second. So Manchester, after 3 walks, gets a double, and it's 15-5 Hudson.
That was perfectly placed. I mean, not that you're trying to do that on purpose, but you had a really high hop. That went right over Jacob's head in fair territory for a double.
And, of course, even had it somehow gone after it once goes by first base, even if it goes into foul territory, it's there at that point.
Yep.
But it didn't. It pretty much was a seeing eye there. And so 15-5 game. So Hudson does get it up to 10. Let's see if they can extend it even more as they try to put the pressure on the Cardinals in the bottom half of this fifth inning. There's a called strike to a looking Spencer Bullis, the first baseman, also a lefty. The two lefties in the Hudson lineup here with the 4 and 5 spot, Sam and Spencer. And Spencer Bullis has walked, flown out to left, and grounded out to first. So 0-for-2 officially, but on base one of his 3 times. 0-1 to Bullis. Good name for a first baseman, Bullis. And, it's the bull. And,
yeah. Greg ball, Luzinski.
Yeah. And the ball scooting out in front, so 1-1. With Brady Swanson, the third baseman, on deck. Evan Weiler, the fourth pitcher in the day for the Cards after Brady Smith went a third, Sam Brasino went a third, Ryan Dixon went 1 2/3. It's all said and done. Evan will have pitched more innings than all of them combined, I think.
Yeah.
Because together they did, only 2 1/3, actually. So it would be 2 2/3 if you can get through this frame. And there's the called strike, 1-2 to Bullis.
Yeah, this is what Evan does. He gets on the mound. He throws strikes.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to give up a ton of big innings.
In a game where you've had a number of walks and such, I mean, that's
something
you need to just carry you through. Yep. This is his 47th pitch now. Weiler, low and misses, 2-2 to a looking Spencer Bullis. Again, White City Glass, so it's all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Weiler, 2-2. Nobody out. Runner at second. One in already for Hudson to make it 15-5. Ooh,
oh, that was a good
off
pitch.
Speed. Mitch still a little bit, and the count goes to 3-2.
Yeah, he wanted that one. That was a really nicely located curveball on the outside, just off the outside corner. I think it was a ball, but as a pitcher, that's one you want to get once in a while.
Ryan Beyer, our home plate umpire, and also got to Eric Harmon in the field. 3-2 pitch. Called strike three, and the Cards get the out there and the first out of the top of the fifth inning.
So that's one I'm just kind of laughing because the hitter's like, that's the same spot as the ball three.
And now we're going to get...
This time it's a strike.
Mitch Steinmetz and company are going to huddle for the Cards, and in the meantime, as Bullis goes down on strikes... And that's going to do it for Beyer. So Beyer, just about 50 pitches, and now we're going to see Berg. We mentioned he was impressive the other day, the big fella Carter Berg. We're back in a minute. This is Chi-High Baseball. Cards down 10.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or 1/2 inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't just to prove me wrong because I said that Weiler would end up pitching more than the other three combined, but he gets pulled after two innings, and there's but now we get Carter Berg, and he's had his warm-ups, and we're ready to go here on WOGO Sports. Thanks to our video producer, Gavin Bovey, and Sam Aberley, our rated producer, and ball high from Berg. So one out, one on, one in for Hudson. They made it 15-5 here, top of the fifth. As Brady Swanson, now the third baseman, he struck out twice and popped out to second, so he's 0-3 on the day. And doesn't matter who it is, but again, so much credit to Landon Atkinson. I mean, this is the fifth different pitcher he's caught on the day. He just labors on. You got the catcher's crouch you got to deal with, I mean, which is makes the catching position unappealing to most of humanity.
That is a fact. Takes a special
Carter
person.
Berg, fly ball, center, right field, going deep, and it is off the fence. Ball. Off the fence for the third baseman, Swanson, and the slide at second, and he'll get in there, and it's 16-5 Hudson as Swanson, the senior third baseman, delivers the double to right center.
That ball was hit really hard. Krista had a bead on it, and it just kept carrying and carrying, and I think the wind had a little bit to do with that, but that ball was hit on a nose.
So go figure. You've got whoever it was, Priscina, or the other pitchers that they've had, Dixon, and they've struck out and got Swanson to pop out, but you get Carter Berg about his third pitch is a double to right center. But
right, yeah, they have a deep lineup. I mean, Awny, who's up now, has had a double and a single, and through nine, they're pretty good.
16-5 So Hudson putting the pressure on. The Cards would have to score not one but two runs in the bottom of the fifth, or this thing will end early. As the count goes to 1-0 And I don't know. This is kind of an awkward question to ask, but kind of what's the mentality of that? I mean, as are you always in every game saying we want to? I mean, you want to keep scoring and you want to extend it, but certainly this has not been the Cardinals' day.
No. No, yeah, Hudson
called
is,
strike, 1-1
I know it's 16-5 and the odds become less and less with each inning for Chi High, but I've been around high school baseball long enough. You see some strange things. And
I guess they're two pitches away from seeing Sousa leave the game, so.
Right, yeah, I'm guessing that Sousa would not come back in the game.
Carter Berg, 1-1 now to Berg and Awny. And this one gets away from Atkinson, allows the runner Swanson to advance to third. As the count 2-1 to Awny. Okay, Matuszynski. So
Chase is warming up.
Talked about Matuszynski. You were saying you understood he throws 93-95
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
All right. So that's kind
that'd
of your closer.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Let's see that.
That's scary. That's a tough team though. When you could bring that out, that kind of heat out of the bullpen.
Yeah, and he's been able to pitch, or
there's a ball low.
You know, he's always been a pitcher. He's just had some location some location issues, so they haven't used him a ton on the mound. But
yeah,
he's certainly capable of coming in. And
do you know from a position standpoint what Auburn was in? Are they interested in him as a shortstop?
Okay,
But you know, wonder what the mentality is, because you've got you've talked about it on a lot of teams.
Mm-hmm.
That the pitcher is the best athlete. And so certainly a lot of times you're going to find guys were pitchers, but then not everybody pitches on the next level.
Typically you do see guys occasionally that'll go into college and they'll be a hitter and a pitcher, but it usually doesn't. Doesn't last very long.
Carter
usually
Berg,
end up doing one or more, or one or the other.
Carter Berg, fifth pitcher of the day for the Cardinals. First walk, and kind of plagued by that. It's been an uncharacteristic number of walks for the Cards to get, because, again, through eight plus games, the walk numbers were not gaudy for anybody.
No, they're not. So. Yeah, it's just it's one of those. It's one of those days. I don't want to say that. You know, if the game ends like this, that you want to lose like this, but once in a while you just you have a game like this, you chalk it up as that's a bad day. That's not who we are. We get to play again Thursday.
Yep.
We got a doubleheader against Stevens Point Saturday. Like, we got to regroup here in a hurry and get back.
I think Friday, but
or Friday.
Okay, yeah, we'll get that. And the pinch hitter for Hudson, number 15, is Blake Anderson, the junior. So Blake Anderson hitting in place of Tyler
Bolio,
yes. I didn't want to revert to the way that I would pronounce it based on sight. So Blake Anderson ready to swing that bat. High in the air, left field, charging in. Frederick, long charge, shortstop coming over. And the catch
nice
made
play
by Olsen, and going to hold the runners. With the second out on the pop-up by Blake Anderson.
Looked like Chase misread it a little bit, and he started back. It sounded better off the bat than it actually was, and Chase had to sprint in. But Brandt, thankfully, was standing there to make the catch.
Pinch hitter, number seven, Hunter.
So another pinch hitter now for Brent Blegen's crew, and it's Hunter Rieger, the junior outfielder.
I'm guessing with Evan last inning, you know, when he got that last guy out, it was, I thought it was unusual. He kind of started walking off the mound, and then I looked at pitch count, and he was at 49. So
yeah. And then I think
with
that's,
49, that's... yeah, it's 1 day off versus 2 days off if he throws one more pitch. So
ah, okay. And I think there's a called strike, and it seems to me maybe in a previous interview with Coach Steinmetz, he talked about Evan being a maybe in that 50 to 60 range. He doesn't necessarily max him at 100, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Oftentimes that has to do with how many times you they see you through the lineup.
Swing and a miss. Strike two to Rieger. Hunter Rieger, junior for Brent Blegen's crew. Hudson leading at 16-5. Cardinals one strike away from getting to the bottom of the fifth. Fastball from Berg in the air. And Atkinson gives chase, but nothing doing. For the Cardinals, coming up at the bottom of the fifth, it'll be Connor Kalinske. At least two up is Connor Kalinske, Mason Chittenden, and also Brant Olson, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. And again, we're not anticipating that Sousa will come out there. He has already pitched 98 tosses on the day. Carter Berg.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of different guys for Hudson warm up. Yeah. We'll see who goes in the game.
We'll see. Yeah, do you go with Matuszynski where you've got an 11-run lead here in the fifth as the count goes to 1-2 from Berg to Rieger? Yeah, the Cards got that game Thursday and the doubleheader against Stevens Point on Friday, so going to need a lot of arms later in the week. Ball high, and Atkinson snags it 2-2. Two in for Hudson here in the top of the fifth. We've gone over 2 hours now, and it's only the fifth inning, so but a lot of runs scored. 21 runs on the day, 10 of them in the first inning by Hudson. Here on WOGO Sports. 16-5 Raiders. Not what we anticipated. A swing and a miss. Strike three. Berg gets out of it, but not before Hudson scores a couple more, and they lead it 16-5. We'll see what the Cards can do in the bottom of five in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
All right, this is it. The bottom of the fifth, Cards down by 11. They need to score two or more or this game is over. And we do get the relief pitcher, and it is number 8, Jace Matuszynski, the Auburn commit senior for Hudson. The word on the street is he can throw from 93 to 95 miles an hour, so expect some heat.
Yeah, and it's a good spot. If Jace hasn't pitched a ton, and I can't speak on how much he's thrown or how little he's thrown, but in a situation like this where it's 16-5 and they're hoping to make a long push in the playoffs, it'd be nice to get him on the mound and see how he does in kind of a non-pressure situation. But then again, he may have pitched three or four times already this year. I'm just not sure.
Well, certainly with that kind of fastball, it'd be nice to have a closer like that.
Holy cow, wouldn't it be?
Pitch an inning, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so Connor Kalinske will take his chances here. As Connor on the day, a single, a couple of singles. So he's 2 for 2 on the day, and he had a real solid single off of Sousa his last time. Comes in hitting .267, .389 on base, and .856 OPS. against the hard-throwing Jace Matuszynski, and so we should note the...
Yeah, I'd look for a steady diet of fastballs here.
It's a ball low, 1-0. So help me out. This is the Hudson lineup we have in terms of at short defensive. Okay,
oh, yeah.
There we go. Boy, Jared, I just what do I owe you? Abrahamson's at short, and Owen Wagner's at second. So, and the count goes to 1-1.
I'm just the color guy, Mark. I don't pay attention to lineups and positions.
I mean, he's doing everything but bring me appetizers. So
yeah, I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Right.
That's Jared's job.
Okay. There's a called strike, 1-2. With Jared, you can all of this and music too. So I mean, it's really all right.
Does it all?
Yeah, 1-2 to Kalinske.
No.
And he goes down. So Matuszynski gets the first one. And so yeah, I think his audition for closer is going to probably work, huh?
Yeah. Well, and the nice thing for Hudson is he threw two pretty good place fastballs, but he also threw off speed for a strike.
Yeah. Wow.
And there was another off speed pitch.
So in terms of we get bowled over by power, and 93-plus on the high school level is something, but even there, the importance of having another pitch, and there's a ball in the dirt,
yeah,
and it gets there in a hurry, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, I don't know if I wouldn't say this is 93. It's upper 80s, maybe touching 90. But you get somebody that's throwing, you know, mid-90s, you can see it. You can tell it's different.
Chittenden, the sophomore center fielder, looks at strike 2, 1-2.
That's a really good slider.
He comes in hitting .217 on the season, .333 on base, and a .681 OPS. And today he's grounded out to short both times against Sousa. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So two strikeouts for Matuszynski. I don't know. At this point, I'd say you got the closer job.
Yeah, I don't know if there's much question, yeah.
Hudson, one out away from taking the conference lead at 4-0 and going to 13-0 on the season against Matuszynski. It's Brant Olson, the left-handed hitting Cardinals shortstop, who's walked and scored and grounded out to second. Strike one.
Yeah, that's hard. These guys, I said, these guys play a lot of summer ball and do whatever, but you don't see this very often.
Okay, I almost for a second I wasn't sure if it hit him, but okay, it was just the glove. So 1-1. Even his off speed is fast. That's how fast he is. 1-1.
Matuszynski's a great swing
to left field, and a great inside out swing for Brant Olson for the Cards.
That's cool. That's one of those where you get to tell that story for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an off-speed pitch. He left it up a little bit, and Brant did exactly what you should do, go the other way with it.
So with two outs and a runner at first, the Cards down by 11 go to the Chase Frederick, and he looks at a ball 1-0. Chase has been hit by a pitch and struck out in his two trips against Sousa. And he looks at the ball high for Matuszynski, 1-1. Chase worked hard in the offseason to say, you know what, I'd like to get some playing time. I'm going to work hard on becoming an outfielder, and he's done a good job. He's become a solid left fielder.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard when...
Looks at a called strike.
I've watched Chase, coached against him, coached him for a long time, and he's been a catcher from the moment I've known him. So to come in this year and switch positions and not only play an effective outfield but hit well.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a called strike, too, to Chase Frederick. We told you about earlier in terms of fine performance he had in the Game 2 victory over Wausau East 9-3 the other day, on base each time. And ball misses 3-2. So Matuszynski, the runner at first and two outs, 3-2 to Chase Frederick, the number 9 hitter for the Cards. 16-5, bottom of 5. Here it is. And he fouls it off.
Good battle.
Yep. Chase the other day upping the average to .455, .600 on base, and a .1236 OPS at the moment. So, with a triple, in fact, and an RBI.
Go to third.
Yeah.
There he goes.
And that ball getting away from the catcher. Brandt. And off to first base, Frederick. And so runners at the corners.
Yeah, Brandt did a nice job. It was full count, two outs, so he was going on the pitch. And I think they lost, Hagman lost the ball a little bit when it bounced in front of him, and Brandt took third base.
So with two on, the Cards still fighting to extend the game, potentially, as it's an 11-run lead right now, bottom of the fifth with two out, and Dane Krista, the Cardinal leadoff hitter, sees the count go to 1-0. It is a long game, considering it's just the fifth inning.
Yes.
And this is a wild pitch, and it's going to allow one run in, so this is some of the control issues for Matuszynski. And there's now a 16-6 game, so the Cards within one with the run that'll break up the 10-run rule at second base in the form of Chase Frederick, who has good speed. And now you got Krista ahead in the count 2-0. So look good in the first two batters with the strikeouts against Connor Kalinske and Chittenden, but now wrecking the party a little bit from a Hudson perspective. Brant Olson with that solid single to left, and now in the walk to Chase Frederick and the wild pitch too. So, all right, 2-0 count. Krista looks at a called strike one.
Once in a while, if you get a guy who doesn't pitch a ton, and now you put him in the stretch versus out of the windup, it can. They don't do it as often, so you get a little more wild.
2-1, and this one smacked foul down the first base side, and it goes 2-2.
Hit it hard.
Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our Wogo Sports social media channels. Follow Wogo Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. 2-2, Matuszynski, one strike away from ending the game. The runner at second. Cards within 10 at 16-6, trying to extend the game. And a timeout. It's called Dane Krista has singled and scored, struck out and popped out in his three trips. 1-3. The 2-2. Ooh, ball misses. 3-2.
Yeah, tried to get him to chase that off-speed pitch, and Krista did a nice job laying off of it.
Krista, 355 average, a 394 on base, and a 878 OPS. 3-2 to Krista, the Cardinal leadoff hitter, getting his fourth go-around. First time against Matuszynski. Here it is. This one in the air. Foul territory, first base side. Oh, and coming up against the fence is the right fielder, Bergen Ani, and couldn't quite get it.
I'm thinking he's a 16-6 game. The last thing he's going to do is slam into the fence.
End his athletic career, right?
Maybe if it's a one-run game.
Sal Frelick might have, though, I'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. 3-2 now to the Cardinals leadoff hitter, Krista. Runner at second, Chase Frederick. Hudson, 10-run lead, wants to end this thing. It brought in Matuszynski from short to do just that. Needed to. Suso was 98 pitches in. Hudson got a 10-0 lead early. Nobody anticipating that. But just not the day for some of the first initial pitchers. There's a ball in the dirt. Take your base. And gets away from Hagman. And again, runner advancing from second to third. So the Cardinals keep this thing going. And they just may extend it to a sixth inning.
Yeah, we're one pass ball away, really. And Jace Matuszynski has thrown a couple of them. So, yeah, pass ball, base hit, error, anything is going to extend this to the sixth inning. And that's all you can hope for if you're Chippewa.
And from a Chahai perspective, it's the guy you'd want to see coming up because he's 3-for-3 double and two singles, Landon Atkinson. And from a Hudson standpoint, it's the last guy you'd want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this music the dating game? I mean, that's... Jared, the dating game? Is that what that is?
Well, it's called Spanish Play, but yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm showing my... I remember that.
They are meeting at the mound, yeah.
Yeah, right. Spanish what? He said Spanish something it's called.
Yeah.
All right,
no idea.
Atkinson coming up for the Cards. A 320 hitter with a 455 on base and a 855 OPS.
Certainly raised his average today.
Certainly has, yeah. And he looks at the fastball from Matuszynski, misses 1-0. So again, runners at the corners, 16-6 game, but let's just say, just for the heck of it, he cracks a homer. All of a sudden, it's 16-9. I'm saying the faster it comes in, the faster it goes out.
Oh, absolutely.
Swing and a miss, and he had a home run swing on
one. Good for him. Yeah, that's what you want to do. If you know you're going to get a fastball, especially when you're down by that much, you want to swing hard.
Eight hits on the year. Two of them have been doubles for Landon. This one in the air, foul territory.
Same
first
spot.
Base side, long chase, and it's going to get out of play. And 1-2 to Atkinson. Again, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. I thought it was 1-2, but okay, 1-1 on the scoreboard here.
I think it's 1-2.
All right, yeah, 1-2. There we go. There's a ball high, 2-2. Brady Smith on deck. If Atkinson can keep it going, Brady singled and had an RBI single his last go around. You're on WOGO Halle Eau Claire Triple Falls coming up on 7:00.
It is. It's a non-pressure situation for Jace because you're up by 10, but there is a little bit of pressure because you know that runner on third base means you got to play another inning.
Right.
And it's not 80 degrees out. You have a bus ride home.
It's a perfect setting. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that ends the game. Hudson gets it over Chahai 16-6 as Atkinson strikes out. We'll take a break, come back with our post-class post-game show. This is Cardinal Baseball.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it? You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence. If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
It's time for the Post-Glass Post-Game Show on WOGO, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service and affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Mark Halverson, Jason Bob. Chi High loses this game 16-6, and you hate to say a game was decided in the first inning, but the Cards fell behind 10-0.
Yeah, that's a tough hole to come out of, and I was just looking at the scoreboard. If you take that 10-run first inning away, it's a 6-6 baseball game. And I know, obviously, you can't eliminate a 10-run inning, but they played with them after that first inning.
And again, Brady Smith started. On paper, it looked like Brady Smith, the senior right-hander, against Mark Sousa, the junior left-hander. I was geared up for a really good pitcher's duel. That didn't necessarily materialize.
No, we were talking today. I was talking to some students, and you know, the feel was we were going to walk onto the field and Hudson was going to roll over us. And I, with Brady on the mound, I just didn't feel that was going to be the case because he's pitched so well and he competes so well. It was really uncharacteristic, and I don't think we'll see that out of this team again this year, which it's just an anomaly, and once in a while you have those days.
So if we try to recap it for you here on the Post-Glass Post-Game Show, again, it was a lot of walks from the get-go for Hudson. And then as they made their way through the lineup, Racina came in relief, and ultimately Matuszynski with the three-run homer, and that really kind of furthered the damage. And that actually came off of the third pitcher, Ryan Dixon.
Yeah, we certainly went through some pitchers today. The good news is, minus Weiler throwing as many as he did, all of those guys could potentially come back on Thursday. We'll see which direction Coach Steinmetz goes, but they have some arms that'll be available.
Five pitchers for the Cards today. Brady Smith goes a third of an inning, about 30 pitches. Brasina, a third of an inning. Ryan Dixon, 1 2/3. Carter Berg, 2/3. Two innings, actually. I'm sorry, Evan Weiler, two innings. And then Carter Berg finishes it off with 2/3 of an inning as the Cards surrendered the 10. Hudson, they shut him out in the second inning. But then they came back with three in the third, getting their number 13. One in the fourth, two more in the fifth inning, on their way to ultimately a 16-6 and ending the game. But still, five innings that took 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was a long game, and it's a lot of balls. It's just too many walks. We didn't take advantage of their bottom of the lineup by throwing strikes to that group, and we walked that group, and then the top comes back up, and they do the damage they're going to do.
So the Post-Glass Post-Game Show, and Coach Steinmetz might not get his visit up here today, but we certainly look forward, and we'll look at the WOGO sports calendar later, which includes the doubleheader with Stevens Point Friday, one day after they go to Hudson. So last question for you, Jason.
Yeah.
What about the mindset here, and what would you say to your guys, what do you imagine Coach Steinmetz saying, both now and getting ready to play at Hudson on Thursday for their next game?
Yeah, it depends on what direction he wants to go. I don't know this team, like, personality-wise, but as a coach, you can either say, hey, it is what it is. It was a bad day. We didn't play well. If you have the right team, this is a team you can – then it's a time to challenge them. Like, you didn't show up today, and you didn't play the way you were capable of playing, and that's on you. So you just kind of have to know your team. Can they take the criticism? Can you call them out a little bit? Or do you have to say, hey, it's a bad day?
Yeah.
And teams react differently. So you have to know your players and know the culture of the team and decide.
I think kind of wash it away. Thursday's going to be a new day. And so,
oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah, that has to be the message at some point. It just depends on how you want to deliver it.
Jason, we're going to let you go. We got the 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. Thank you, my friend. We'll see you down the line.
Thank you. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Let's get ready for some of those highlights here. Today's Fiber Fast Plays of the Game brought to you by the great folks at 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. You can't beat that. Call the experts at 231-2000 or visit wwt.net. Let's get some highlights. Brissina to Swanson. Bases loaded. The pitch. Call strike three, and Brissina gets the K and two out for Hudson.
That was a big pitch. If you walk a guy there, now the wheels could really fall off. So that was a perfectly located fastball on the outside corner to get him.
Bringing you some highlights from a 16-6 Chahai loss against Hudson. Not as many highlights, but the Cards were able to muster some hits and some offense today, putting six on. Problem was they fell behind 10-0 before they came to the 3-1 pitch, and he looks at strike two.
89 point something. So, yeah, he could. It's what pitch is being called.
And this one, a wrap between second base, knocked down by second baseman, throw over to first, not in time, and gets by the first baseman. One run is in, and the Cardinals have runners at the corners and trail it 10-1. Yes. Mentioned him in the game recap from the first win over Wausau East the other day, and that one's going to get by the catcher and allow the runner to score from third, and the Cards back within 10-2.
He barely gets set, and he's going.
2-2 pitch, and this one smacked up the middle, and it's a base hit. The runner around third base heading for home, and the Cardinals have pulled within 7 at 10-3. And that run scoring by Jacob Blaskacik as the Cards made it a 7-run game at 10-3. So Landon Atkinson now, who also singled his first time, hitting from the right side against Sousa. Looks at a called strike one, so Sousa's starting to find himself. Here it is. Ball four, take your base. So Brady Smith bounces back from the strikeout last inning to get a walk and load the bases for the Cardinals, and it brings up the cleanup hitter, junior first baseman Jacob Blaskacik. And so for the Cardinals, able to score three in that first inning, one in the fourth inning. And on the day, though, this game ending 16-6. Try to bring you a couple more highlights from later in the contest for Chihai.
Oh, fooled him there.
0-2.
Looked like that was a straight changeup of some sort, and Connor was sitting on the fastball and couldn't hold his hands back.
Sousa, no messing around, that's for sure. 0-2, and this one smacked up the middle. Connor Kalinske, base hit for the Cards. Reckon here, sizing things up with Atkinson. Waiting. Looking at the runner at second, the pitch. Curveball, strike three, got him. Strikeout highlight for the Cardinals in this one today.
Long counts.
Right. Only 13 left. And this one hit to left center field. Well,
that'll
hit by
down.
Atkinson, and it's all the way into the gap, and it's a double for Atkinson as they Hudson gets it in with Sam Manchester, the senior center fielder, chasing it down along with Parker Reckon, the junior left fielder. So a nice double for Landon Atkinson. He's had two singles and a double. He's three for three today. And a smack base hit to left field, and the Cardinals have themselves a run, and it's 14-5. Brady Smith on that one.
Yeah, that was a hard line drive. He got a fastball belt high right down the middle and turned it around for a solid single.
So, again, too little too late for the Cards, who fall behind 10-0 in this contest. Those are your 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast plays to the game. Brought to you by the good folks at 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Here on the Postglass Postgame Show. Postglass and Mirror now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. As we check the WOGO sports calendar, next up for you, we do have McDonald's softball coming your way on Thursday here on WOGO. Catch all the action, 4:40, the pregame here on FM 103.1, AM 680, WOGO.com. And the live video stream here on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Then on Friday, it's Chihai Baseball, the doubleheader, the Cardinals against Stevens Point. Now, yes, their next game is at Hudson on Thursday, but we wish them the best on that one. And then hopefully getting a win and pulling back to even with the Hudson Raiders atop the BRC would be great. That's what we're hoping for. But then we're here with the doubleheader here at Gannon Family Field at Casper Park. Coming up on Friday, 3:10 the pregame on WOGO Sports. And then looking ahead to Saturday, McDonald Baseball at home against Marshfield Columbus, 11:40 in the morning here Saturday on WOGO. More Max Baseball on Monday at Neillsville Granton at 4:40 in the afternoon. So a very busy calendar. Lady Cardinals softball on Tuesday at 4:10 at home against New Richmond. So a very busy WOGO sports calendar. That's going to do it for us. On behalf of Jason Bob, our video producer Gavin Bovee, and our radio producer Sam Aberle, I'm Mark Halverson. Again, our final score, Hudson gets a 10-0 lead and goes on to a 16-6 win, ending this game after five innings at Casper Park. Thanks so much for listening and watching. The preceding has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been Chi High Baseball, a presentation of WOGO. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.